was fucking sweet.
Oh, my God. It's a severed head.
Yes, severed head. The new fad that's sweeping the nation. Everyone who's anyone has got a severed head. And if you think it's not for you, then just listen to this dramatized version of an actual letter sent to us by a satisfied severed head customer.
Okay, that makes $623 for all your Halloween candy.
Well, $623. Isn't that a lot for a bag of candy?
Well, it's our finest mixture. You do get the caramel corn balls, the tapioca sugar daddies, and the juice-filled wax pumpkins.
Well, I guess it is a good deal. Except for this severed head in the middle of the Zagnut bar.
Sweet, but geez, I'm so sorry. Please let me give you all this Halloween candy for free.
You'd better.
Yes, a severed head is your ticket to thousands of discounts and freebies worldwide. So pick up yours today. And remember, if it's not dead, it's not severed head.
Police arrested a German man on suspicion of murdering his sister-in-law yesterday after he was spotted carrying her severed head through the streets of a town near the Dutch border in Aachen, Germany. Ach du lieber. Police received several calls after passersby saw the 24-year-old walking with a blood-soaked knife and the head under his arm. The head under his arm in the town of Jubach-Pallenberg near Aachen, public prosecutor Robert Deller said. After arresting him, police discovered the decapitated corpse of his 25-year-old sister-in-law in the man's apartment. He said she really had a good head on his shoulders. Deller said the motive wasn't clear. It's also not known why the man was walking through town with a head. Maybe he was just looking for a good head. You think?
Was it good?
Krispy Kreme is good, I'll tell you that. They brought a whole bunch of donuts, and it's a good thing that I'm here and not there. Thanks to our good friends at Krispy Kreme. And the guy that brought them, our dark-complected friend, was worried that I wasn't going to say nice things about them. You must be dreaming, mister.
Right.
You better get your ass on straight. Because I love Krispy Kreme. There ain't nothing. You know something we missed out on? Well, we had food on the poll yesterday,
right,
which we'll get to.
They deserve their own entry.
But that should have had its own category. In fact, you know, that's another great poll idea. What food are you most addicted to? And then we can have, like, specific things. Like, because
right.
I think we did that once before, but just too general.
I think we might have done favorite food, but not necessarily addictive.
Right, that's right. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah.
You can't eat only two. And George proved it this morning. How many do you eat, Beaner Boy?
I ate three.
Lie. I ate three. He even is honest enough to admit he ate three. David Woodley's dead. We're very upset about that.
Who?
Come on.
I know
Dolphin quarterback
bit.
David Woodley took him to the Super Bowl in that big year when Jimmy Syphilis was on the team. Lost to the Redskins that year. Wasn't it the Redskins?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember John Riggins scoring that touchdown. They just couldn't bring him down with a goddamn tractor. That was a shame. That's when I was really a big, enthusiastic Dolphin fan. That's when it was fun to go to the games. It was just, it was a hoot. David Woodley, good-looking guy, too, back in those days. Even the story in the Herald points that out. He was very popular because of his good looks and his athletic ability and his, you know, low-key personality. He just didn't want to... And it quotes Joe Rose all throughout the article, too, in the Herald one. Sun Sentinel doesn't mention Joe Rose. I just thought I would mention that. David Woodley, only 44. He had a successful liver transplant in 1992. That's 11 years ago. In fact, the article points out that he was near death before the liver transplant. So maybe even though he died at only 44, maybe he was able to steal another 11 years. See what I'm saying?
I get it. He needed a new liver at 33?
Right. Well, you know, he liked to live in a fast lane, according to the article.
Wow.
Is what it said. But anyway, 44 is too young to die. I'll guarantee you that right freaking now. So that's some very bad news. David Woodley's dead, which I can't believe. Also, some bad news from yesterday. Somebody that ought to, we ought to bring David Woodley back and swap this punk that called the show yesterday with that phony baloney story about, oh, the Broward County, breathlessly, the Broward County Commissioners voted to put an official protest against Patriot Act 2, blah, 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 and don't you think the commissioners are, well, yeah, the commissioners would deserve kudos if they did it. The only problem is they didn't. It was just another made-up phony baloney story. So the message being, anything that the callers call in and tell you, discard 90% of it and the other 10% flush down the toilet. Okay, then you'll be safe. Remember that kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Broward Commission did this. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when somebody slices off your penis. You start hallucinating. Oh, speaking of that. So getting back to our movies, they got so much stuff going on, which is a good thing. I got a lot of stuff going on because our phone don't work.
Yeah.
Nice going, Corso. See, he's so worried about getting gas masks and stocking up with all kinds of Visqueen and duct tape to seal the doors for when I come back to town so we don't catch SARS.
That they had before getting ill. So I think what struck us most is just how sick people were.
See, there you go.
Got some more great news.
I beg your pardon?
Got some more great technical news, too.
What's that?
For some reason, not only did they lock out that server with that new firewall, but they locked me out, too, so my laptop can't get on the Internet either. So apparently the port that I'm connected to is also locked out.
See, and didn't, haven't I always told you? Every single time that my phone situation here is screwed up, your Internet thing, because it's all back there in engineering.
Right.
Nice going, Corso, you idiot. We didn't want Fat Julio there. He used to do a good job. He'd be around. He would already have this fixed before the show. But, oh, no, we can't afford to have him because he actually does stuff. So we've got Mr. Paranoia, the Corso Meister, in there. And we got everybody all screwed up. So the bedtime stories, if they get on at all, will be on late, which is a shame because we got a whole bunch of them today. I'd say we got
about 30, man.
Close to it. So we got all kinds of technical defugalities here at QAM today. It's a damn good thing it's Wednesday also. Because we got safety of that noon to 1 hour, the comedy bits are on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank
you
for that. How does this go on? You know how it goes on? Because it's a slipshod organization, that's why. The program, the operations manager, he's only worried that he's going on vacation next week, and he feels great. He's been through all the, you know, I hate to say this to you, Duff. You're a good guy, you're a friend, but, you know, you reach a point where I'm tired of hearing about your hypochondria. You know what I'm saying? This is a place of business. But in his case, it's a place of monkey business, which is why Beaner Boy had that big lump on his neck for a couple of weeks. No, seriously, I mean, too much monkey business and not enough real business. That's the problem at QAM. And what happened to him, Mark Morgan? I don't hear him on there anymore in the morning. Did I chase him off, I hope? He's on vacation?
Must be.
QAM. He just, oh, makes my insides just gurgle. I get gurgling sounds when I hear that voice. Mark Morgan. Anyway, so the movies that you listed yesterday, I had that big list.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea where they are now, but I got them all. Every single one of them.
Excellent.
I spent $200 yesterday on DVDs. So at least I'm helping the economy here, while some of you assholes out there are trying to destroy it by spreading all this SARS hysteria. Let me just say this to you, okay? If you're not in Asia, the odds that you're going to get SARS are 1 in a trillion. Did you see the guy? I'm sure you probably didn't. I told you, not last night, but the night before, which would have been Monday night, we had bad thunderstorms here overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Guy gets hit by lightning for the second time in 5 years.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, right up the road here at Etobicoke, which is a suburb north of Toronto.
What a lucky guy. Is he dead?
Yeah, he got hit by lightning in 98. He survived it and gets hit by lightning again. I don't know whether he's still alive or not. He was in critical condition. Yeah.
He should play the lottery if he survived.
Being in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess, huh? Gets hit by lightning twice in 5 years. Just and they call him Lucky.
Yeah.
Pi was a good movie. Pi was interesting. It was the first Darren Aronofsky movie before Requiem for a Dream. It wasn't as good as Requiem for a Dream. It's all in black and white, but it's got that same frantic approach to the whole, the photography just make you like dizzy. Everything is spinning, and we go from one character to another one, and it just it speeds up. And it's sick, you know. And, of course, there's some Orthodox Jews in there, which George would appreciate.
All right.
Like your former accountant.
Oy.
There. And they have a scene where the one Orthodox Jew is brings him into the shul, and he's wrapping the tefillin around his arm, which I thought they were going to do him in at that point, but they didn't because they wanted that code. They wanted the numbers, the 216 numbers. Very strange movie, but it was pretty good. And then I want to personally thank, he can't call in right now, and doesn't have to, but I hope he's listening, whoever the caller was who suggested Happiness, a Todd Solondz film. That's the S-O-L-O-N-D-Z, strange name. Todd Solondz is the director. Happiness, he's also director of Welcome to the Dollhouse, which I never saw. This is the most bizarre, the most hysterical, and the ending, if you don't pee your pants at the ending of this movie, then you never will. You will laugh so hard you'll drop several loads. I mean, all sorts of substances into your pantaloonies at the end of this movie, the last scene.
Funny, like, I mean, it's got, a boy and it's, a dog funny?
Much more than that.
Oh, all right.
No, although there is a dog involved, it's funny you should mention that. But that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
But in the movie, in fact, there's some pretty interesting people in this movie. Ben Gazzara's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, who come to find out is a great actor. He usually plays, I mean, he was just a sad sack. He was pathetic in this movie. He was like a heavy breather on the phone who couldn't get laid. In fact, most of the people in this movie couldn't get laid. They were just a slightly dysfunctional family is what you're talking about. three sisters and their boyfriends and ex-husbands and children and the one pedophile and his son and, oh, brother.
Hey, not that we want to do technical things on the air.
Well, sure we do.
Check your dots.
There's no dots, but okay. I will say this. Well, there's only one way. One moment, please. See, I have to get rid of that and then click associate producer again and see if it come. It came back with no dots.
There's
the dots.
Okay.
Let's hear it for that Corso Meister. How's he the best or what? Huh? Best that money can't buy.
Okay, we're half done then.
Okay, and then we got to get you straightened out there because we got to get those bedtime stories on there. See, if they would just, you know what, if they would just leave stuff the hell alone. If they would just leave stuff alone. They don't like, it's like Greg Reed. He didn't like success before. He had to start tinkering around, you know. Mess with success. That's not just management philosophy. It's also engineering philosophy. Everything seems to be working great. We got a technical success story going on here, 24/7 no less, with a signal that maybe can be heard 10 blocks up the street. No, we don't want to do that. Let's start messing with stuff. Let's start changing settings around. Let's start doing this. But you know, now that that fat Julio is gone, just leave stuff. Oh, and listen, while he's there, you might mention to him that for the past 75 years, line 5 doesn't work on the phone, which screws up the whole phone bank. I just mentioned that in passing, since the engineering department's doing such a tremendous job. If Bob Vermouth would spend more time in getting us some decent equipment in there and getting the place straightened out as opposed to telling goddamn deliverance stories about the Beasleys, maybe we'd have a place that works once in a while. You jackass. Just pathetic.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
But aside from that, and we're not going to spend much time on those three Cubans. Evidently, the whole town was hyperventilating in the media yesterday about the three Cubans that washed up on shore again. Yeah. I mean, give me a break. It must be really terminally boring there.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Ego getting a big article there in the Herald again, and then we'll get to that stuff. And also the results of yesterday's poll. Come to find out, we got a lot of addicted people in this audience. A lot of addicted people in this audience and in the QAM building, too.
Yeah.
9:13. Thanks again to Krispy Kreme. You guys are the best. We love you. You have no idea. And, of course, there is Krispy Kreme here, but not like one anywhere near where I am. Thank the Lord. Not that I know of. And believe me, I'm not going to start to investigate to try to find it. Just can't do it. I wish I weighed 150 pounds. I wish I weighed 140 and had to put on 10 pounds. I would be Krispy Kreming it all over the place. They'd be shoveling those things down my mouth. You know what I'm saying? You'd sit down with a dozen of them.
Oh.
I could eat a dozen.
Yeah, these were warm.
Seriously, let me ask you this. If it didn't make you sick.
Right.
And it weren't bad for it, like overdo it, how many could you really eat?
The box, a dozen.
A dozen. I think
easy.
I could do it.
Sure.
In about a half an hour. In fact, to be honest with you.
About 30, man.
9:13 at 560 WQM. Talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of appealing low numbers. But when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at? At what number? 5%? 4%? How about 2.45% with Financial Group? With interest rates of 2.45%, it's really your best bet, and this is rock solid. Call Financial Group right now, toll-free at 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home or buy a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group is what we're talking about. And here's what it'll do to those monthly payments. Some examples for you to give you an idea. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. Chump change. So get yourself 2.45% financing from the Financial Group and call them today. There's no obligation. They'll give you all the information about how this works. Call 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group at 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Hey, Luis Miguel, play it, baby.
No.
Just a question left. I turned on the news, and what did I see? There was a man on Abu Dhabi TV. Could he be real? Much to our surprise. Or some bad Iraqi in a perfect disguise. I keep asking myself, and wondering how he survived when we blew every building down. If it's not Saddam, we know where he'll be, either living in Syria where he can be free,
or in a thousand pieces under all that debris.
Just a question left, just a question left. Is he really dead? Is Saddam dead? Is he really dead?
I don't know.
Just a question left, just a question left. Is he really dead? Is Saddam dead? Is he really dead?
No.
He sure has a stump. He sure has a stump.
Incredible.
918 at 560. Happy Wednesday to you. I think we got things working. Let's do a phone check here on line 2 in Sunrise. Hello. Now, what is that all about? See, it doesn't work.
Hold on. That's my fault. Hold on a second. Put
them
back.
What is going on down there?
Put
them
back
you
on hold.
People get your
put
them
back on hold.
Together.
George, I reset the phones, I think, this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
my
right.
God. There is
don't
something going
oh,
on down George. There. I can smell it all the way. And you people are worried about what I'm going to bring back down there. I'm worried about what you're sending up here. Now it's not working. I hate to break the news to you.
No, it's got to be reconfigured when it comes back on like that.
What do you mean by that?
Please, we don't want to put people to sleep even more so.
Well, why is this going on?
It's got to be reset. Once the connection is reestablished, it's got to be reset before you can be in the proper mode.
So this one call I had here, this call is gone, right? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
I just want to do like a little line check, just a something, just a feel, just to make sure I'm connected with the outside world there, and we just can't do it here on QAM because the operations manager is running around the building worried about does everybody care that he feels good today, and the engineer is like standing on his head, farting in your face, worried that he's going to catch SARS when I come back. That's the mentality you're dealing with at QAM. Now, I got a check mark on here. Let me see. No, it's not working.
No, it's...
Well, how long is this process going to take, mister?
Until we figure it out.
Until you get your finger out of it? Out of your...
rectum.
Oh, my God. I think I might just go on strike, you know what? This is unacceptable. I'm sitting here, 6:45 in the morning, ready to rock and roll. I got all my stuff done on my end, not to pat myself on the back because they're paying me a few bucks. But I'm ready to go on this end, and we just can't quite get it together down there at QAM. We can't quite get it together. Maybe if we spend a hell of a lot less time sending out some of the other guys out to places that they don't want to go to, getting bit by mosquitoes the size of watermelons, maybe we could get this thing straightened out in that studio. You think?
No.
Highly unlikely. Is it rocket science? Let me just try out this line 12. See, it's got that same, now it's got a thing down there I've never seen before. It's got a symbol with like somebody's finger stuck up in the middle of the air. It must be Corso. What is it that you're doing now? Would you please, please tell me what it is that you're doing with the phone system?
We're potchkeying, trying to get it to work.
Why is that? Why should we have to do this?
We shouldn't, but we do. Try to pick up line 4, please.
Pick up line 4?
Yeah.
Now it's got a funky little, it looks like we're playing Monopoly. It's got a one of those hotel symbols, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a hotel on line 4. I think it's Atlantic City. Boardwalk.
Are you an assistant producer 2.0, just out of curiosity?
I beg your pardon?
Since
yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
there's no problem on this end. You understand? The problem is not on this end.
There's a problem on that end. We just have to make sure that everything is in the correct mode.
Everything here is in the correct mode, okay? In fact, I may have a little pie a la in a minute mode. With some Krispy Kreme donuts on the side sounds pretty good to me. Who in their right mind can believe this? Any regular listener to QAM? I was thinking... during this last break, I was thinking about the IOD days. We have a few times, you can count them on the fingers of one hand, had phone problems. I mean, it happens everywhere in every radio station that does talk. But here, now let me just try it myself, okay? I see that line is ringing. Line 2. No, it doesn't work.
We're probably going to have to reset everything down here.
I beg your pardon?
We're probably going to have to reset the main unit down here.
The main unit?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, we have a main unit. The computers all talk to it. Yours, mine, Carlos's, the one in
the room.
Here's
our pull from yesterday while we're stalling for time here. I just wanted to, you know, just a little test there, and it's a good thing that I did. It's a damn good thing I did. What's your number one addiction, we asked yesterday? 1,400 and how many votes we got there? Because I had 1,413. I printed this baby out before we started this long exercise. This grotesque embarrassment. 1,422.
Yes.
Pretty good the result there. Especially, and I should point out to you, and I guess if you're in business, you already know this, that the exodus, like I mentioned yesterday, the exodus from South Florida has begun. And, you know, our website is like
A gauge.
A gauge. It's like a gauge of how many people are there. It's amazing. I look back at last year's stats, and you can see month by month, starting in May, we've always said this, right after Easter and Passover, they start bailing out, and then June and July, and then August, I mean, forget about it. And then September, they start coming back. Now, of course, part of that in the summer is because Georgia's, I mean, no, seriously, that's what it's all about. You're playing with an empty deck. They stick your ass on there, I mean, as lame as you might be, but they expect you to, like, make magic, and you're talking like nobody. Although, look at Mr. Ego. He's got two or three big stories in there in the last week in the paper, and you can put his audience in a phone booth. That's the thing that amazes me about that. The obsession with the same tired, stale people over and over again. Using N-word in Dangerous Talk Host Diversity Role. He didn't belong on the diversity board in the first place, except for some jackass named Marty Rubenstein, some personal pal of his. That's the only reason he's on there. The diversity board. Talk show hosts shouldn't be on diversity boards because they've all got an ass to grind, okay? Especially when they're a professional publicity hound like Mr. Ego, the Keenmeister. At any rate, we'll get maybe into that and probably not.
So, punch a line just for kicks.
No.
Same thing.
No, still
right,
got that. I'm on Park Place though now, making progress.
All right.
Still have my hotel. That's what that symbol looks like. And now, when I do that, do you see the symbol or not?
Yeah, I see it. That's the phone
it's
symbol.
It's punching it into my headset. When you pick it up, you're picking it up into my headset.
Well, so what does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's why I asked you if you were in that mode, because it's acting as if it's Carlos's computer. Your computer is acting like it's Carlos's computer.
Mine says, at the top,
mm-hmm.
assistant producer, two
right.
point... That's what it says, just like
that's
it
right.
always says, like it's supposed
right.
to say. And you want to know why? Because nothing has changed here in this beautiful little studio, which George Corso, by the way, had nothing to do with building. Julio built it down there, and he came up here and helped to assemble it when it was mostly done, thanks to our engineer here in Toronto, which we got real engineers here in Toronto. This is just a real kick in the ass is what this is. I think it's sabotage, if you ask me. Doesn't that sound good? Let's make it up.
Okay.
I think we've been sabotaged. But Duff feels good today. Let's hear it.
Oh!
I don't. I'm pissed up and fired off is what I am. I just got through seeing this movie, Happiness. I was
yes.
so excited to come out here and talk about it. All enthused and whipped up into a frenzy. And I come on here. We can't just do like a show because
yeah.
the phone is a piece of crap. It's a piece of turd, man. It's like that big turd in the back seat of that broad's car. You can smell it. All through Ontario, they're probably going to think it's like West Nile virus spreading again. What's your number one addiction? We had over 1,400 votes. Food, 246. Food, like Krispy Kreme donuts, which we love dearly. We should have divided it down, and we will do that sometime. Sex, 193. Alcohol, 133. Pot, 131. The Neil Rogers Show, 112. And basically, those were the top five right there. So if you could be having sex while listening to this show after getting a little boozed up, smoking a big fat one, and also then after you smoke the big fat one and get the munchies and having a few Krispy Kreme donuts and maybe some pizza, there you go. Right. Porno, 96. I don't have any addictions, say 96. Liars. 6.7% of this audience, man, lie through their teeth. The Internet, 94. Nicotine, 87. Got to put down those faggots, man. Caffeine, speaking of Mr. Ego, put down the faggots. That's his number one obsession. Caffeine, 75. TV, 57. Heroin, 23. I'm shocked. But everybody now is telling me that that's the new deal now that you don't have to inject it. Because if you inject it, you get that big purple thing on your
right.
arm like poor Jared got
who
in
wants
that
movie.
Oh, and speaking of that movie, Requiem for a Dream will be on IFC Channel next Wednesday, May 14 at 10 p.m.
Yes.
So those of you who have IFC Channel, the independent film channel on the cable, on your digital cable, there you go. Wednesday, May 14th, 10 p.m. It's a movie you must see. Heroin 23, Gambling 21. I guess people in our station weren't voting on this. We'd have had a much higher turnout. Cocaine 17, Shopping 15, Prescription Drugs 13, which we don't believe for a minute. It's much higher than that.
Sure.
But most of those people are either too old or too stoned to go to their computer and vote. And Ecstasy only 4, because that ain't our crowd. Kid Curry assures me that when they take their poll on power, they'll have a lot more than just 4.
About 30, man.
1,000, right. 927 at 560 WQM. If you're stuck at a dead-end job working for a real jackass surrounded by incompetent people, then get out of that dead end and get yourself a new high-paying computer job by making one simple call. That call could be the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. Call the folks at Fast Train. And in just 4 short months, they can give you the training to get that new high-paying job and to get your real big fat paycheck twice a month. Call Fast Train today, toll-free at 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. They offer convenient day, evening, weekend classes, so they're bound to be able to fit it in your schedule, and they're certainly bound to be your location nearby you, because Fast Train now is all over town. They're in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale. And don't forget to register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker. Don't you think it's a little past time for that bumper sticker thing? I could be wrong. I don't want to, like, plant ideas in their mind, but I just mentioned that maybe Todd Reck might think about that one of these days. So call Fast Train today and change your life. Get out of your dead end and get into a real worthwhile career. Call today toll free. There's no obligation. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN and be sure and tell them that Todd Reck told you to call.
Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Spread 'em and say cheese.
Intentional terrorists and members of Al-Qaeda want to look your best when you get captured. Then you got to wear Hanes wide neck t-shirts. With Hanes wide neck t-shirts, you'll always look your best. Just ask Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Did you see how outstanding his hairy hunchback looked? So terrorists, you know you're going to get caught, so you might as well look your best. Hanes wide neck shirts. It's an Al-Qaeda thing.
It's 9:30 at 560. It's a screw-up thing here at QM. We apologize profusely. We got the Mad Dog at 1 o'clock today. Hank in the studio at 3. Marlins on Dreck at 6:30. Marlins, who lose every day now. At least they're consistent. Giants at PP Park tonight at 7:05 at the stadium. Eddie K after the game and Joe and Mark overnight. A pristine schedule for the baseball season. Here's our poll question today. Who are the most pathetic creatures? Another chance for you to take out your hostility and anger and pick on people. I think it's really good after watching Happiness, too. Because everybody in the movie was pathetic. Everybody. Even the dog. Is there anybody on the other end?
Yeah, we're right here.
Oh, okay. I'm just the way things are going today, I just want to be checking to make sure.
Not that you know, but, you know, we're trying to do stuff.
Now, let me ask you this. If you punch up a line there, in that room, what happens?
Let me try. Same thing. It goes to Carlos. It's like he.
The reason I want to point that out is it's not a function of my being here.
No.
The fact that we're doing it from a studio 1,200 miles away. It has to do with the fact that inside the building, thanks to the fact that engineering won't leave well enough alone, they continue potching around with stuff, and you couldn't put a call on the air if your life depended on it. If George Corso came in there right now and stuck a gun up his own ass and pulled the trigger, it still wouldn't work it.
We're halfway there.
What does that mean?
Oh, he's in here right now, except for the gun up his ass part.
Well, let's get to that right away. Okay, let's not... wait, that might work.
He said he was going to go get a gun.
If that doesn't get him, the SARS will, I'll guarantee you that. Because as soon as I come back to town, that's the first thing I'm going to do is plant myself right in front of that goddamn engineering room and take a goddamn plastic bag and exhale into the goddamn crack in the door. How do you like that?
He says he's got a gun.
Some crack into his door.
He's got a gun and it's labeled SARS repellent.
Yeah, right. Tell him to do something with it. Yeah. Nice going, Corso. You're really doing the job for us, baby. You really got us the jackpot. Anyway, here's the... in fact, we ought to put radio engineers on here, too. Of course, we don't have any anymore, but... Who are the most pathetic creatures? That's the poll to question today. People who play golf, people who watch golf, computer nerds, sports talk groupies, autograph hounds... I beg your pardon?
Testing. Working.
No, it's not working here.
No, we're going to have to change something over there.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Apparently, for some reason, the consoles, both yours and George's, got reset to a different mode.
Not from here, they didn't.
No, not necessarily from there.
Not from here, not on this end. You understand? You follow what I'm telling you?
Got it.
Read my lips. Not from this end. Nothing changed here in my nice little studio. Nothing. Zero. Zippity-doo-dah. There were no asshole engineers potchking around, dicking around, resetting settings. Nothing changed here. It was on that end. Just for the record, okay? For the people in the audience wondering after all of this time why we still can't get our act together and get a goddamn radio show on the air, in spite of the fact that the engineering department puts out this big memo that they plaster on their door about they got us on the air 24 hours, 7 days a week. Wow.
So what did you change up there?
My underwear. Can I finish this pool, please, before you punch up any more buttons, make any more goddamn noise, since I'm starting to get just a little bit surly? Who are the most pathetic creatures? People who play golf, people who watch golf, computer nerds, sports talk groupies, autograph hounds, big fat slobs, and talk show chronics. And I'm sure we could add some more onto this list if we ever were able to take any phone calls. Or they could just fax them, and the fax machine is still working, at least on this end.
Yeah, here, I think here too.
Oh, look at that. Now, I see check marks on the phone. Does that mean something might be happening
here?
Yeah,
hold on. I'm going to need you to do something real quick.
Yeah, don't rush to that phone, baby.
Right. First, take off your pants.
Yeah, take off my pants and take a... I'm not doing it here. I'm waiting until I come back there. I'm going to take a big, big, wild diarrhea right in the middle of the goddamn lobby there. I'm going to go right in front of Greg Reed's door, and I'm going to take a big... In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have 15 Krispy Kreme donuts. In fact, not 15.
About 30, man.
That's what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to have all kinds of sorbitol. I'm going to eat every kind of goddamn candy. I'm going to eat all that good stuff with sorbitol in it, and I'm going to take a wild, wild diarrhea right in front of Greg Reed's door. And watches it seeps under the door and, like, goes crawling in there like the creeping death. Now, what do you want me to do?
All right, you have also assistant producer 2.0 up.
That's what it says.
Click configuration.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you crazy?
No.
And let me just tell you this right now. I'm not going to be able to go into the closet and crawl around on the floor again, okay?
No, you won't need to. You won't need to.
Okay, because I have no keyboard on this thing. Keep that in mind.
Configuration, okay?
Go to mode.
Mode. Paella mode. Yeah.
Take off those checkered pants.
And click on talent.
I hate to break the news to you, but this particular, the way this is set up, when you click mode, the producer would tell you can't click either one of them because it comes up like, you know what I mean?
Right. Go to desktop director then.
Okay.
Okay. Click on.
On what? DD1, DD2, or DDT?
No director.
Okay.
No director. That's like us. No director.
It's like QAM. We got lots of people walking around with titles, and they come in every day and tell us how good they feel. I'd feel pretty good, too, if I was stealing a check out of that place every 2 weeks and not doing anything.
Okay.
Okay, now what?
Now go to mode.
What?
Go to mode.
Mode. Okay.
Now it should not be grayed out anymore.
It's not.
Okay, go to talent.
Okay, I clicked it.
Okay, now check a phone line.
WQAM. Hello?
Hello?
I hear that echo. Why do I hear that echo? There it's gone. Hello? Yes, sir. Speak to me.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
I barely hear. I hear you.
And I hear you. Incredible.
Hey, am I in the air here?
It sounds like you, yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell because, like I said, I can't hear you near me. And you were calling me a liar this morning because I called
what?
You yesterday about the Broward County Commission passing this resolution against the U.S. Patriot
Act. Well, let me ask you this. Where's the story?
You know, the papers aren't covering it. Listen, my name is Randy.
Get out of here. The papers aren't covering it. How is that? Wait a minute. Sir, slow down. How is it possible the papers wouldn't cover a story like that? I scoured not only the Sun Sentinel and the Palm Beach Post and the Herald. I scoured every website in the history of the human race, and it's not on anywhere.
Well, did you call the Broward County Commission and ask if they passed it on the agenda yesterday?
Of course I haven't called the Broward County Commission. How the hell would I do that at 8 o'clock at night or midnight?
And you know what? And you know what? They have a website, too, and their agenda's on the website. They passed this thing, and the problem that I have is the media is not covering it. They don't want to cover, you know, things that are going against the Bush's administration.
Now get out of here. Do you believe, does anybody in this audience believe that?
No.
I mean, if I'm wrong, sir, I'll tell you what, you call him up, you give me some documentation, fax it to us, 305-650-0198. That's our fax number, 650-0198, and I will apologize to you on the air. But I still don't believe you. I mean, I understand how much they're manipulating the media, make no mistake about that, and how the media is full of crap. Especially with all the SARS hysteria I see written. And by the way, Lynn, you got sucked in too, sweetheart. I hate to bring it up. Oh, it was in the New York Times. I don't care where the hell it was. The numbers are wrong. The hysteria is growing by the moment. And you can manipulate those stats. Just like that story that the Miss Fudges got on there about the guy in Vegas. Hey, I hate to break the news to you. There's two other people that also had a cough and a sore throat. Did they have a fever?
No.
No, they didn't have it. And neither does he. He's fine. But every chance, and it's irresponsible is what it is. Every one of these people now, every time they find any story about SARS, oh, the death rate is really 300%. What? I mean, it's, you know, everybody panicked like our engineering. In fact, you know what you ought to do? I got a great idea for you.
Okay.
Since we got such a bunch of pussies around the building, you ought to go to the Fudge Report and download all of those stories, all those panic stories. Get everybody just into a total state of panic. Oh, the death rate is 600%. Because it's all bullcrap. They're not even talking about SARS here anymore. They're worried about West Nile virus and the damn skeeters. If the SARS don't get you, the skeeters will. So, sir, again, with all due respect, I mean, you know, if, I don't like calling people liars, and I thought it was some punk, although this guy was older than being a punk, but that's what I thought it was. I thought we were just being had again. It wouldn't be the first time, right?
Oh,
no. And I would like to see some verification, because anybody can call any radio talk show and say anything they want. Oh, the president just, you know, just had wild diarrhea. I mean, just because somebody says it doesn't make it so. Although I would like to do my own wild diarrhea all over that building. I'd like to fill up certain rooms. I don't want to say which ones. Just fill them up. A sea of wild oozing. Oh, and by the way, SARS can live in diarrhea for 4 days. How do you like that?
Oh!
4 days. They just discovered that. Regular stool, only one day, but diarrhea, 4 days. Yeah.
Because it's moist.
So I'm going to bring back. When I come back from here, I'm going to smuggle in some stools. 9:40, 20 till 10 at 560 QM. You're just absolutely in. It is a
incredible
place. There are no words to describe it. When I write my book, which I think will be very soon, people will assume that I just made a lot of crap up. I'm not making anything up. You're only hearing the tip of the ice bucket is what you're hearing. And believe me, when I say bucket, I'd like to say something that rhymes with it. But I need the cash. You know, Mom has always been there for us. So this Mother's Day, she deserves the softest gift for the hardest job. This year, pamper Mom with a Pajamagram. She'll receive the most luxurious pajamas along with free lavender bath tea, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign, all delivered in a keepsake hat box. To send a Pajamagram gift, shop online at Pajamagram.com or call toll-free 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and they'll help you choose the perfect pair. And, of course, everybody's looking for the perfect pair. They've got brands she knows and loves, like Nick and Cora, Crabtree and Evelyn, and Notori, all made from premium fabrics like Egyptian cotton and fine silk in sizes to fit any mom, from teeny tiny to gigantic humongous. Plus, they've got gowns, robe slippers, and great spa products, too. Sending a Pajamagram is a creative way to thank her, and it's delivered right to her door. She'll love it, and it's a gift you know she's going to use, too. They're a sister company of Vermont Teddy Bear, so you know you can trust their quality and on-time delivery as well. So this Mother's Day, and believe me, time is running out, do it now. Send Mom the softest gift for the hardest job. Just visit Pajamagram.com or call toll-free 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Give me all sports radio, where they ogle men all day. Give me all sports radio, I grab myself when I hear sports holes say. Look how fast he can run, look how fast he can jump. That's the kind of man I'd like to hum.
Yes.
All sports radio for the manly man who likes men.
9:45 at 560 WQM, where we just love men, man. We like those 25 to 54 males, and anybody under or over will take those too, because we like the bonus money. Who are the most pathetic creatures? People who play golf, people who watch golf, computer nerds, sports talk groupies, autograph hounds, big fat slobs, which I include myself in that category, or talk show chronics. And believe you me when I tell you, most of us big fat slobs, we'd give anything. I'd give George's left arm to lose the weight and weigh a perfect 150 pounds and look spelt and slim and trim and you know, just wave a magic wand. But I'm a big fat slob. You know, I can't stop the fat. Like Don DeLuise said, I can't stop the fat. And then there's George down there sitting shoveling Krispy Kreme donuts down his little punky face because they're free, number one. And because they're so goddamn good, number two.
Right.
And because number three, he's not fat and isn't diabetic and old yet.
Yet.
Not yet. But he sure has got a lot more gray hair than I got. Now, if anybody in Broward can verify what this guy is saying about, and his line to me about, did you call the Broward County Commission? I mean, everybody that calls this show, like I got some kind of a staff here, I'm going to sit and make phone calls and try to get a hold of somebody that's going to verify everything that people say on his show.
The Neil Rogers investigation team.
Right. Like 72 pounds. Oh, and speaking of...
That's me.
72 call? Pounds? I thought it was more like...
About 30, man.
Oh, seriously. I think Rick Snatch, as I saw on MSNBC briefly yesterday before I changed the channel real quick, I thought he was coming back to NBC6, as they say it. Wasn't that the story?
Yeah, that was the story.
Well, then what the hell was he still doing on MSNBC, where I thought they canned his ass because they caught on to what a hyperventilating jerk he is?
I don't know.
What the hell's that all about? They must really be. I'll tell you, MSNBC, just turn off the switch, okay? Just give it up. give it up. The Jesse Ventura thing, they said, well, they're going to have to, like, re-examine that, and they're not sure he's ready to do a whole hour talk show, and they're having all kinds of production problems, and we don't think that's going to fly. Oh, brother. And people are talking, remember, what was it, a month, 2 months ago, they started talking that crap about a national, the Democrats and liberals are going to put together a national liberal, oh, please, give me a freaking break, okay? A liberal talk network to go up against Russian and all these other assholes. Forget about it. As they said in Donnie Brasco, forget about it. Well, I really like Donnie Brasco. This is great this week. I'll tell you, in spite of engineering there, in spite of the QM factor, you've heard of the O'Reilly factor. We got the QM factor. You can smell it. But I'm seeing some pretty good flicks. Especially so far, my real award winners, Requiem for a Dream and Happiness. And they're totally different, although they're both off the wall. But I would say Happiness might be even as good as Requiem for a Dream.
Wow, well, I can't wait then.
So these are two of the, and again, Happiness is really, you know, the name of the movie is like, it's equivalent to Passions.
Yeah.
You know, because on Passions, they live in a town called Harmony, where everybody hates each other. And where the whole purpose of the show is to, like, interfere with other people's relationships and whatever.
It's a sarcastic title.
Exactly. So Harmony is sarcastic, and the same thing with Happiness. Because everybody in this movie is dysfunctional. They can't get laid, and they don't want to get laid. And they just, in fact, I will tell you one of the great scenes is John Philip, what the hell's his name, Philip Sousa? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay.
And this big, fat, tubby Mexican woman who comes to the door. I don't want to tell you too much. But there's a scene where the two of them finally wind up hopping on the bed. Two big, chubby, well, I mean, she's a tub. And she says, oh, I'm fat and I'm ugly, which he is. And they hop on the bed and they just kind of like lie there looking around like, what do we do now? And she turns on her side looking away from him. And he finally turns and looks away from her and they just lie there. It's great.
Can't wait.
It's great. They get along kind of like the QAM family, the Kids by Drift. Kind of like that. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I was looking at this story with these the Cuban guys who made it to shore yesterday.
Mm.
What's going on with that? Do the people, I guess the Coast Guard, or I think yesterday was the Fish and Wildlife, do they not have an obligation to try to intercept them, or are they now just sitting and watching people come to shore?
No, they have a megaphone. They all pick it upon it, and if they say see, then they let them come on in. They give them the high sign.
I don't know. All right, thanks, buddy.
Hey, listen, you better catch on, man, before it's too late. I think he's a little slow on the uptake, you know?
Slow, buddy.
The men had been pepper sprayed after reportedly brandishing oars and weapons, including a machete. In fact, they asked the one guy, how are you feeling after this long, dangerous trip? He said, I'm feeling a little machete. At approaching Coast Guard officers about 2 miles offshore, a fourth migrant, too, tried to stay afloat. Boy, Beaner Boy, I bet you can relate to this story. Allowed himself to be taken aboard a Coast Guard vessel after jumping overboard. And, of course, the most important part of this, under the wet-foot, dry-foot policy, Cuban migrants who reach shore are generally allowed to stay, while those interdicted at sea are typically sent back. As the ocean gave way to shallow puddles, one of the men lifted his arms to the sky, pumping his fist with joy. All right, he said.
All right.
Of course, he ain't been in South Florida long enough to hate it yet. Just wait. Just give him a couple of weeks. Wouldn't it be something when people start swimming back?
Oh. Around this time of year, isn't it?
That's when everybody bails out of South Florida, when they start seeing the skeeters as big as bowling balls. Here's the facts. I have not been able to find any evidence of the so-called vote in Broward County Commission. There was a meeting scheduled for yesterday, but the topic of discussion was Platts, not the Patriot Act. You ready for that? He said, mm-hmm. It's enough to make you plots, I think is what he meant. Platts, not the Patriot Act. So, again, sir, if you're right, and you sounded very indignant over the fact that I wouldn't believe him, then I call the Broward County Commission, or wait, I mean, not the Sun Sentinel, not the Herald, not the Palm Beach Post, not the Weekly Reader, not Mein Kampf, nothing. No publication that I can find has got anything, and he expects me to call based on every kind of crap that people call in his radio show. I don't believe you, sir. How do you like that? The media are suppressing it. And let me also ask you this. How come every other city and county in the country where they pass similar resolutions condemning the Patriot Act Parts 1 through 100, how come that's all been in the media? We haven't had any problem finding those. Only in...
Broward!
Yeah. In addition to which, since Broward County is one of probably the most liberal county in the whole state, does it make any sense that there'd be a problem with putting that in the Sun Sentinel, for example?
No.
Hey.
No.
Here it is.
Here's what?
Unless it's a made-up fact, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Well, what publication is this from?
SunSentinel.com.
Get out of here.
Here it comes.
Okay. I checked it yesterday, and before I passed any judgment and said anything, I've checked again. I scoured this morning the Sun Sentinel just to make sure that I didn't want to pick on this guy. And you've got it? I'm on their website right now. I don't see it. Let me click on South Florida News, okay, and see if there's anything about the Broward Commission. New affordable housing in South Florida can displace the very poor. Local headlines. Let me click on Broward County. Woman claims to have knowledge about ambush murder of businessman Bulis. Broward to reject Oliphant's request for extra $30 million. FCAT failures prompt teaching reforms in Broward. By the way, that's our education governor. You notice all these kids that are going to flunk? Power line deal settles fight between Lauderdale neighborhoods and FPNL. Science experiment survives Columbia crash, returns to the Pines. Broward school board criticizes consultants for flawed building plan. Davey official checking managers' expenditures. And on it goes. Lake search in Broward deputy 1990 death. There is nothing on here. Absolutely nada. Not a word. Students get lesson on African-American heritage. Speeding. I wonder who gave them that, Mr. Ego? Mm-hmm. Speeding drivers ignore calming devices in Southwest ranches. Cooper City students plant roots of friendship with Sister City. And, there's 8 million stories here in the Naked City. And the fax machine is starting to make those gurgling sounds now. There's something moving. Yeah, that's it. Here it is. I got it right here in my hand. May 6th, 11:59 p.m. So last night, just before midnight. You believe this?
I don't know.
Well, how come it disappeared? I was sound asleep by 11:59 p.m. last night. The Broward County Commission unanimously approved a resolution Tuesday protesting the USA Patriot Act and other measures described by critics as violations of freedoms protected by the Constitution. Broward is the largest of 100 areas nationwide to approve the resolution, according to the ACLU. People don't know how insidious and intrusive some aspects of the Patriot Act are, said Damon Moglen, National Field Coordinator of the ACLU. But why is it that this is not on their website? I mean, I'm sure if I go to this, the URL on here, I can find it. But why should I have to do that? The resolution says the USA Patriot Act, the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, and Florida's Emergency Health Powers Act threaten civil liberties by expanding government's powers, a government's ability to conduct secret searches without warrants. Is there a second page to this?
Yes.
Which you didn't bother faxing me?
Yes, I did.
Ain't coming.
In pieces, ain't coming.
The Broward County Commission affirms its strong... that's the end of the first page.
Opposition to terrorism.
I'm looking on here... on this website, and this is, would you not agree with me? This is a major story, especially, and I apologize to that guy, by the way, if he's listening. I'm sure he is. Sorry, mister. Well, I mean, can you blame me if you can't find it on their website?
We found tiny little towns on the other side of the country we found.
Right.
Sorry,
Broward
I couldn't find
County
it for you either.
What?
Sorry, I haven't been able to look for it this morning either, but.
Oh, you still don't have your connection?
No. He's working on it.
How are we going to put up our bedtime stories, Corso?
I don't know.
See, here's another thing. They don't give a crap about our website because it's something we do independently of them. If we had to depend on that QM website, they might as well stick that on the goddamn wall and throw flypaper at it. I'll tell you, this is the day. Mark the date on the calendar, Wednesday, May 7th. This is the day the worm turned, man. You can feel it. Can you feel the worm?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, feel the worm. It's turning, it's squirming, it's turning, it's all over the place. By the way, that movie Happiness, there's a lot of worm yanking in that movie. Oh, yeah. I mean, just frantic. They're desperate to try to feel something. I feel something right now, sick to my stomach from this first hour. I can't believe this. Let me say it again. Broward County is the largest of 100 areas nationwide to approve the resolution, according to the ACLU. So that obviously, in and of itself, it makes it a major story. And now let me just click on South Florida. New affordable housing, Big Sugar used cash and lobbyists to weaken Everglades cleanup. South Florida firm faces fines for false claim on diet foods. Oh, I want to see that. What the hell is that story? The largest fine, $10,000, against Susan's Bakery of Sunrise, accused of selling apple rings, apple turnovers, and other products that contain more sugar than advertised. Remember that ice cream? What was that ice cream that they were peddling?
Oh, I remember. What was the name of that?
Oh. Uh-oh. Most of the products are sold in stores specializing in health and diet foods, although some are sold in supermarkets. Recent tests on products offered by the seven companies showed that the labels did not accurately reflect the contents of the products. The companies were Carbolite Foods of Evansville, Indiana. That's the first one listed here. And it's got some more. Huh. Well, anyway, that's... wow, this is turning into one goddamn ugly day, I'll tell you that right now. What are, who are the most pathetic creatures we have today on our poll? 62 votes so far, pretty lame, but I can understand. Sports Talk Groupies, 17. Autograph Hounds, 15. People Who Watch Golf, 12. Talk Show Chronics, 9. Big Fat Slob, 7. Computer Nerds, 2. And People Who Play Golf, none. But if you watch golf, you're like in third place and moving up on the list. So I'm hearing the fax machine clicking and clucking again. So what I'm going to do, and if we look at this break. See, I can't catch a break today. We got this one teeny tiny short break coming up here now, and I would have time. I would, well, let me get ready to do that now, okay?
Okay.
So I can type this thing in and see if I can find it, because this is not a made-up thing. Who the hell could make this thing up?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me say it again. I did see Gaslight. Okay, Corso, I saw Gaslight. And you ain't no Ingrid Bergman. And I sure ain't no Charles Boyer, although he is French.
His hands are as big.
The Broward County Commission affirms its strong opposition to terrorism, but also affirms that any efforts to end terrorism should not be waged at the expense of essential civil rights and liberties of the people of Broward County in the U.S. The resolution today. I apologize profusely to that guy, and thanks to a call to professionals at Drive Concepts. Once you knew, I guarantee you, I'll bet you George Corso's life on it. You'd never dream of calling anybody else. Call toll-free, 1-800-248-5071. I'll throw even in Bob DeMuth in there, too. 1-800-248-5071, or log on to their website at drugconcept.com. And, of course, it's true. Like I always tell you, with Drug Concepts, you can clean today, entertain tonight. Call them today and get your carpets and your whole house looking sparkling like new. 1-800-248-5071.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
This is the Neil Rogers Show. This is your brain. Any questions?
Sars is the new subject, mysterious disease. The outbreak is so bad there's now an advisory. They don't want you to travel to China just in case. Did you have Chinese takeout? You'd better leave some space.
Don't stand 10:02 at 560. So guess what I just did? I typed in the URL on here.
Yeah, me too.
So, and guess what? It came up.
Yeah.
The story came up for you?
Yeah.
Didn't come up for me. It said it's an outdated page.
Resolution opposing USA Patriot Act approved by...
Well, here's the guy we want to apologize to profusely. Hello.
Hey, Neil. Randy Fleischer here. I accept your apology, but I'm also
I hope you understand why I was skeptical, because even in scouring for it now, I still can't find it.
Because the media doesn't want to cover these things. You know, this has been on the county's agenda before. It's something I've been pushing because I put the resolution through, and they passed it on the consent agenda yesterday, so it kind of flew under the radar. But, you know, all the press is interested in is beating on Miriam Olefant. And they don't want to hear about anything that's going against the administration, and they're just not publishing this.
I got news for you. The Patriot Act is a hell of a lot more significant to the future of our lives than Miriam Stinkin' Olefant.
It absolutely is. And the other thing that's in the resolution is about the Florida Emergency Health Powers Act. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
The legislature passed this last May 2002, again, under the radar in the dark of night, and it basically says that Jeb, not his real name, can appoint health inspectors that they can declare a health emergency or a potential health emergency. They can force people to be vaccinated. They can force people to be quarantined, and then they can take their property.
Lovely.
And if that doesn't stink of brown shirts, then I don't know what does.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is something that people are totally unaware of. Nobody on the planet knows about the Emergency Health Powers Act, and that they can do this over SARS or anything else that they want to do.
I mean, I realize how parochial South Florida is, but when you've got a story that's this big and the AP says Broward is the largest of 100 areas nationwide to approve the resolution according to the ACLU, and you can't find this story, and when you go through the search of all the Broward stories and local stories, and you still can't find it, there's something really, really smells at the Sun Sentinel or something. Really, and the Herald, too.
No, it doesn't. I called them both yesterday to see if they were
covering it. And what do they say?
They're too busy. They already got a story on the commission yesterday about Miriam, because Miriam had, you know, back problems. She didn't show up. So that's the big story.
That's a story.
You know, but I think the Patriot Act is insidious. I think people need to know that, you know, the government can start spying on them. And one of the things, the only teeth in the resolution, and I'll try and get you the resolution later this morning, is that it says that Broward County is not going to let BSO interrogate people without due process, hide them away, you know, in prisons without telling anybody, and say that that's okay because the feds say it's okay. It also protects the library employees because under the Patriot Act, you know, they can do surveillance.
Right.
Investigations on what, you know, books people are checking out. And if the librarians say anything to anybody, they can be prosecuted. And it says the county is going to stand by county employees, and they're not going to let, you know, this less than due process investigations go forward.
Thanks so, again for bringing it to my attention.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Neil.
It. You bet.
I emailed it to you just so you have it.
Okay. Sir, can you believe this?
No,
this is scandalous. This
right.
is one of the most grotesque events in the history of South Florida.
Like they're embarrassed by it.
It. They're supposed to be reporting the news, not whether they're embarrassed by it or not. This is a major, major effing news story, and both newspapers, the Herald, I don't know if it's even in there at all. I don't even know if you'll find it in there at all. Probably not. But the Sun Sentinel buries it here somewhere, and like I said, I'll go on their website again here now, and if you can tell me where I could find it,
I just sent you a fact, somebody with, like, step-by-step how to find it.
Well, yeah, but how is the average person going to do that?
Good luck.
This should have been on the front freaking page. This is not of the local section, of the front section.
Right.
Every other of these 100 areas in the country that has passed a similar resolution, we've been able to find it. We've talked about it. We put them on our website. By the way, speaking of putting stuff on our website, how's that coming?
Yeah, we're up. Just got up.
There you go. Carla, Little Hitler just got it up. There you go. Let's see. To find it the normal way, click on South Florida. Okay, here we go. I clicked on South Florida. I'm on the website right now. You got it? Let's do this together.
All right.
Scroll down to recent Broward stories. Recent Broward stories? Oh, my God. So, yeah, oh, look at this. You want to know what? This goes to show you how desperately they wanted to hide this. It's timed 11:59 p.m. by Associated Press last night. So they would probably claim that it was because it was on May 6th that it's a Tuesday story.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a story from yesterday. But it was never in yesterday's newspaper because it happened yesterday. Now what do I do? Go down to 506 stories. Where the hell is that? Recent Broward story. Where do I find that? Listen,
I can't find it.
Anybody that would have to go through this, Broward County, I don't see a thing that says recent Broward. Oh, wait, yeah, there is. Way down at the bottom. Recent Broward. You got to be kidding me, man. You talk about burying something. I just found some weapons of mass destruction. We got a better chance of finding those underneath your ass in there that we got to find. And look at what now ads are coming up. Ads, which I don't want to see. Okay, now go down to 5-6. May 7th, 6th, okay. Resolution opposing USA Patriot Act. There it is. I finally got my thing on. How do you like that? Only took me 5 minutes.
Oh!
Should be on the front page of your goddamn newspaper, you idiots at the Sun Sentinel. You lunatics, you morons, you simpletons. No wonder the people in South Florida, their middle name is blah, 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 like that. With the kind of crap that they get passed off for news in that town. Who are you kidding me? Huh? You people of the Sun Sentinel, I hope you gag on it, okay? Somebody ought to issue a gag order on you. And let me say it again, the most liberal county in the entire state certainly deserves to have this played up, to have it be a big story. But no, we stick it on there right around midnight time, and when the clock, the big hand hits the little hand, well, now that was yesterday's news. Right, as if they don't have plenty of old news already, like most of Jicka's crap.
Maybe nobody will notice.
And Michael Mayo, oh, you ought to see Michael Mayo's farewell column before he went on his trip to France yesterday. You'd cry to read that. You'd cry. To think that here's the guy that's writing a column in a supposedly a major market newspaper, it's enough to make you weep. It's so lame. Tragic. But he loves his country. Yeah, that's good, Mike. And by the way, don't come back to it, okay? Just stay over there. Have a good time. Have some of that Jew food in France. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. What kind of insanity are we talking about here? I just tore the story up, too, out of frustration. Well, that's all right. I know how to find it. I have two or three spare hours. I'll do it again. Here's a call from Hialeah. Hello.
Wake us from a terrible hit.
Uh-huh. Why is it Hialeah we even bother with him, Hitler Jr.?
I don't know.
Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this country is turning to a fascist country now. It's no hope.
Yeah.
Have you seen Senator Byrd from West Virginia lately?
That's Have I seen senator. What?
Senator Byrd.
What about
West
him?
West Virginia.
What? Senator Byrd is not from West Virginia. Senator Byrd.
Byrd, yeah.
Yeah.
He fights for the country. He's a good senator.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, move to West Virginia, okay? He's also 400 years old. We got a Senator Byrd story on our website, which will get those bedtime stories up eventually, but don't blame Hitler Jr. It's he had a late start. What the hell was that guy's story? Was that one of those guys that got off the boat yesterday?
Yeah,
okay, congratulations, amigo. Welcome in, baby. You'll fit in perfect, like O.J.'s glove. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. And you notice that the guy who called us, Randy, he's the guy that, pushed for this resolution. So he knew about it because he was involved in it. Nobody else knew about it because nobody else saw it. Nobody else heard from it. Here's Pembroke Park. Hello.
Hey, Neil. Yeah, I was just told. I was going to tell you. Yeah, that story was on there, but it ain't there no more.
What do you mean by that?
The story about them fighting the Patriot Act.
No, you have to look at yesterday's story.
That's what I'm saying. It they did that thing at 11:59, and then it's
so. In other words, it was on there for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
But that's why I held on. I disrespectful to hang up on you, sir.
It certainly would be. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
What do you say? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. We got three more Cubans in town. Let's hear it. All right, let's hear it. Right. So it means we got three more people going to be driving very soon on the highways and byways in Dade County.
Very soon.
An accident waiting to happen. I mean, probably as we speak.
They're probably out there now.
In the car right now listening to Radio Mambi. Come on, Ista, attaboy. You go, boy. Don't forget the movie Happiness. Go out and get it today, please. Here's a call from Miami. Hello. Hialeah, it's going to be another one. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil, let me ask you, though. How do you prevent a terrorist attack from happening unless you spy on people? I mean, it's one thing to investigate it after it happens, but to prevent something from happening...
Unless you spy on people doing what?
Well, you know, you look for things, you know, it'd probably be somebody that's a Muslim, somebody from... that you recently immigrated from an Arab country, somebody who goes to a radical imam, and on and so forth. You narrow it
but
down.
But that's not what the Patriot Act says. That it doesn't restrict it to some Muslims who just came from some radical country that breeds terrorists. That's not what it says. What does that have to do with checking out what books you check out in the library or what videos you rent at Blockbuster? What does that have to do with that?
Well, it's all little pieces that they put together. Like, let's say, man, you check out a book on making
how to blow up buildings,
something like that,
mm-hmm.
And little pieces.
Let me ask you, how long has that information been on the internet? How many years has all that stuff? How to make bombs? All that? How many years has that been on there?
You're right, Neil. You're right, Neil. It's not easy to
sir. If you're that foolish and that easy, that you're willing to give up all of your personal liberties or most of them under the guise of we're looking for terrorists, then I feel sorry for it. That's not the kind of country I want to live in.
Well, I don't think we're giving up that much. I mean, I'd rather not be like the
Israelis. Have you read the Patriot Act, sir? Do you know what it says?
Well, I know certain pertinent things they changed. Like, before, the FBI could not even attend public meetings, even only if they thought there was some criminal activity.
And that's the essence of the Patriot Act? Is the FBI can attend?
There's many parts of it.
Well, what I would do if I was you, sir, I would go to the Internet and do some reading, okay? Before calling into a talk show and start defending with wild generalizations about how wonderful it's going to be and how it's the only way they're going to catch terrorists and yada, yada, yada. Which, by the way, have we got Osama yet?
No.
How's Saddam doing? We got him yet?
No.
But we got some of these guys from the deck of cards. We got the ace of spades, baby. 5-5-6-7. Oh, thank God it's Wednesday, man.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. TGIW. W. Oh, how do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
That just hit me. I just hit myself in the face with that. 124 votes on the survey. Who are the most pathetic creatures? Sports talk groupies, 34. Autograph hounds, 25. People who watch golf, 22. Talk show chronics, 20. Big fat slob, 17. Computer nerds, 5. And people who play golf, 1. We haven't put Hitler Jr. on there yet because he's getting nervous.
It's little Hitler. I don't want you to go changing it now.
Oh, is that what I said?
That's
Little
what
Hitler?
You said, yeah. Has a nice sound to it.
It did have a good sound. Little Hitler. It was kind of like Little Havana.
Right.
Little.
Like the Little General, like Napoleon.
Here's one that says, oh, here's a good one. We got to add this on here immediately.
Yeah.
Vince from Jacksonville, the most pathetic creatures, log cabin Republicans, and you are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
You've got your thumb right on, Vince. Get that on there right away, Eric, please. Don't give us any slack today, Eric. We're not in the mood for it, okay? Get that on there right away. Immediately. Log cabin Republicans. Although I did like log cabin maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I think they still make that, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Mmm. That's good stuff. Although it's not nearly as good as that blueberry and the boysenberry at the IHOP. Mm-mm-mm.
Hot syrup.
Just douse those Krispy Kreme donuts with good hot boysenberry syrup. Can you imagine? And then some whipped cream on top of that.
Good God.
With some cherries and shaved almonds. Mmm. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. This audience is obviously whipped up into a frenzy about that story about the Patriot Act and about the Broward County Commission that's being buried in both local newspapers. You know something, folks? I've told you for 27 years plus, you get what you deserve. And the state of Florida and South Florida in particular get what they deserve. When we got old Yentas in Palm Beach County voting for Pat Buchanan, when we got people who get buffaloed by the Jeb Bushmeister and reward him for helping to steal the presidential election and screw up the goddamn DCF and the education system in the state by overwhelmingly putting him back in there for another term, you get what you deserve. And you deserve what you get. That's all I can tell you. Florida's a state with a death wish. It's the state of death. You can smell a creeping death. I've talked about that for a long time. Smell it.
Oh,
smell the
toe jam.
You thought it was Moe's bag they'd left in the hallway. Here's a call from Hollywood. Hello.
Tom Gustafson.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
Okay, sir.
I have a Miriam Oliphant sighting. Her back isn't hurt. She actually took on a second job at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's 7-Eleven over here on Federal Highway.
Okay, great. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Not even 10:30 yet. Not even
about 30, man.
Past 10. And they have no material. You just keep your way through life, man. You just keep doing it. And then one day you'll wake up and say, how the hell did we get to this point? What just happened here? While I was a busy sleeper, while I had my finger inserted deep in my rectum. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Going, man.
Okay.
The reason why I was calling is I was reading the paper, the whole thing with Bush and that the Big Sugar getting pushed off, even though the Republicans and even Republicans were fighting it, that damn Big Sugar thing. And what did they do? They pushed it off for 20 years. They have to clean up the goddamn Everglades for another 20 years now because of Big Sugar.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the paper?
Yes, I did, sir.
You got that? You got the DCF. Yeah, you got Miriam Oliphant asking for another $30 million so she can get up some more. Sorry.
Right.
I cursed. I was reading on one of your sites. Am I still on? I know I cursed.
What did you say?
Reading one of those. Oh,
we didn't hear it anyway, so it's okay.
Okay, cool. I didn't really curse then. I was on one of your links on your website. And all you damn people that voted for Bush, and you think Bush is such a great guy, what is it, that acronym? Have you seen that? It's called RINOs, Republicans in Name Only. Any of you people that are to the left of Genghis Khan, as you put it, Neil, the Republicans don't want you. They'll pander to you to get your vote, but they don't want you. They don't give a damn about you. Unless you're rich and white and right wing.
And Bible thumping. Don't forget that, man.
Yeah, it's just, you're talking about, wake up and we'll say what happened. I've been doing that for 3 years now. I woke up and I said, well, what the hell is going on? I feel like I've been in a 3-year nightmare. I had a friend of mine before saying, with Clinton, Clinton slashed the military so bad that we don't have any smart bombs. What the hell have we been using on Iraq and Afghanistan? Where did those come from?
Dumb bombs.
Bush built those when he got in the, it's a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos is, I like Carlos' style when he answers the phone. He's like, QAM, what do you want?
That's the way
Neil.
We like it. Have a great day, pal. That's the way we like it. QAM, what do you want? That's the way Little Hitler does it.
Way more considerate than I ever was.
5670560, #560 on the, I made a big deal about that story, but obviously the people don't care about it anyway, so what the hell am I getting all worked up about?
You're screwing up all their plans.
This is interesting. Envoy dubs U.S. a police state. The strained relations between Germany and the U.S. took a turn for the worse yesterday. I'm going to tell you, like you said to me before the show this morning.
You understand the Gestapo keeps track of everyone.
No, that's what Little Hitler said. No, but you said that when Germany starts calling your police state, then you really got some serious problems.
I mean, they ought to know.
The strained relations between Choimini and the U.S. took a turn for the worst yesterday after a senior Berlin diplomat was reported to have told foreign ministry colleagues that America was turning into a police state, and he is...
Absolutely correct, sir.
The comments of Jürgen Chorabog, the state secretary, reported in the German Focus magazine, threatened to disrupt intense diplomatic efforts to repair the relationship between Gerhard Schroeder, the chancellor, and President Bush. Herr Chorabog is said to have given a blistering critique of U.S.-German relationship during the annual meeting of German ambassadors, complaining that America was restricting more and more its civil liberties at home. And he's right. The German government said that Herr Chorabog's comments had been misrepresented, but at least one participant was struck by the distanced, even skeptical tone he used when talking about the U.S. administration. The U.S. embassy, sensing another scandal brewing, was unhappy. If true, someone's made a big mistake, a diplomat said. Yeah, that's right. They're going to be on the list next, okay? If they thought what we did WW2 was bad, just wait till we see what we do next with them smart bombs and dumb bombs, et cetera, and so on. By the way, for your viewing and perusing pleasure, don't forget 10 o'clock on Wednesday, May 14th, a week from today, on IFC, is going to be Requiem for a Dream. And also, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on PBS, somebody faxed this, on Frontline on PBS, whether you play the market, it's called the Wall Street Fix, is the name of the segment. Whether you played the market and listened to the advice of Wall Street analysts during the millennial bubble years, or whether you placed your money in the hands of a fund manager and tuned it all out, chances are you lost a bundle when the bubble burst.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Nearly everyone did, it says here. That's why when the chairman of the SEC and the attorney general of New York looked into the cameras last week and talked about restoring investors' faith and confidence, even as they charged some of Wall Street's biggest firms with fraud and announced a historic $1.4 billion settlement, they were referring to all of us. Says, what have we learned from the seemingly endless scandals that have rocked Wall Street and shaken the markets for the past 2 years? This week, in Wall Street Fix, Thursday, May 8th at 9 p.m. tomorrow night on PBS, Frontline looks inside the culture of Wall Street and the world of investment banking, investigating the hidden relationships between the street's biggest bank, Citigroup, and the bubble's most spectacular failure, WorldCom. Focusing on the story behind WorldCom's incredible rise and fall.
Incredible.
And the relationship between its CEO, Bernie Ebbers, and Citigroup star telecom analyst Jack Grugman, correspondent Hedrick Smith shows how Wall Street drove the telecom boom, pocketing enormous profits, and took millions of investors on a ride that eventually caused $2 trillion in losses on WorldCom and other telecom stocks. $2 trillion with a TR, okay? Not million, not billion, $2 trillion, small potatoes, right? That's Frontline tomorrow night, 9 o'clock PBS. Just mention that in passing. 5670560. Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's a call from Boynton Beach. Hello.
Yes, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were talking about an article in the New Zealand Herald last week by Ian Masters. I don't know if you remember it. I was trying to find where I could locate that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on our website.
It's on your website?
Yeah, if you just go to the... what do we call that? The features, and you go to the previous days?
Right.
Just scroll through there, and you'll find it.
All righty. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Oh, somebody is sending us a draft resolution on the USA Patriot Act. This must be our friend that called before, which is very long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. A resolution of the Broward County Commissioners of Broward County affirming the civil rights of all residents of Broward County. Whereas Broward has a diverse population, including students, working people, and non-citizens, whose contributions to the community are vital to its character and function, and the U.S. Congress passed the Uniting and Strengthening America, Patriot Act, October 26, 2001, and it goes on. We believe these civil liberties are precious and may be threatened by the USA Patriot Act, which reduces judicial supervision of telephone internet surveillance, expands the government's ability to conduct secret searches without warrants, grants power to the Secretary of State to designate domestic groups as terrorist organizations, grants power to the Attorney General to subject non-citizens to indefinite detention or deportation even if they haven't committed a crime, grants the FBI access to sensitive medical, mental health, financial, and educational records about individuals without having to show evidence of a crime, and grants the FBI the power to compel libraries and bookstores to produce circulation or purchase records of their patrons and forbids disclosure that such records have been requested and produced. And so it goes on and resolves the Broward County Commission affirms the rights of all people, including the U.S. citizens and citizens of other nations, within the county in accordance with the Bill of Rights and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And the Broward County Commission calls upon all county officials and employees to respect the civil rights and liberties of all members of this community, including those who are citizens of other nations, and yada, yada, and it goes on. Nice going, boys.
Oh!
But like I said, too bad nobody knows about it. No, seriously, this is, and all the goofballs there on the phone, you know, all the idiots. You know, there comes a day and a time in your life when you have to, like, find a brain some. I know it may take a search party, but you people in South Florida, between searching for the goddamn early bird and searching for a life and playing freaking golf and worrying about who, what the ball score was from last night. What was the score, 4-2? I mean, you know, you better get a life. Better get with it. Wake up and sniff the goddamn daffodils and the dandelions and even some of the pansies, too, before it's too goddamn late. And you wonder why the electorate is so freaking goddamn stupid in the U.S.? What kind of a market is it? What kind of newspapers are we talking about that something of this significance isn't on the front page and you couldn't find this with a search party today? What I had to go through just to locate that damn thing on our stinking crappy-ass website, and, of course, the Herald's website, they got stuff from, like, you know, when Tallulah Bankhead was visiting town from 100 years ago. They got stuff about Mr. Flagler and how he's building that railroad.
How's it coming?
Oh, it's coming along. Henry said it's really coming. Henry Barrow.
Oh!
Not Henry Flagler. Oh, my God. What a crock of crap. Just one more reason I'm so ecstatic not to be in South Florida. Although I do have to check them out. And checking them out on the web obviously doesn't do me any good anyhow. Well, what I'm curious about, if somebody has a physical copy, since this was on their website at 11:59 last night and then disappeared in 1 minute. If somebody has a physical copy, what newspaper would you find this in? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Was it in yesterday's paper?
No.
Of course not, because it happened yesterday. What does this have a time on it when this happened? Probably not.
I'm looking.
No, I don't see any time on it. But it happened at their meeting yesterday, and, of course, the paper goes to bed the night before. So it certainly wasn't in their newspaper yesterday. I'm curious if somebody has a physical copy of the Sun Sentinel Day, if this story is anywhere in that newspaper, okay? I want you to scour page by page in between all the full-page ads for douchebags, whatever else they're peddling today, and see if this story merits one word in the Sun Sentinel to Miami Herald. And I have my doubts about it. Okay, probably not. And that in itself is a scandal. And, of course, where are you going to read about that? You won't read about it in the newspapers because they're sure not going to take a shot at themselves. Oh, we screwed up. Right. It slipped through the cracks. They're all whipped up into a frenzy at the Herald about Mr. Ego there, and he said the N-word and blah, 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 and he's made get off the... Who gives a crap about that nonsense, okay? It's baby crap. It's baby Schmidt. Which is one more reason why Florida continues to be the laughing stock, the place where we had the hanging chads and the old Yentas in Palm Beach voting for Pat Buchanan and the butterfly ballot and the stolen election and on and on and on it goes and it never goddamn ends. Because it's a disgrace. I think back to that first week on the air on KAT. I think back to this morning at the 9 o'clock trying to get on the air here and doing a radio show. Trying to get the equipment working in this horse and buggy place. It's a joke. I take back what I said years ago about it being a Bush League town. That's an insult to all the Bush League places in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? It's whatever is 10 steps below Bush League, that's South Florida. And especially the media. A freaking disgrace. 1027 at 560 QM. I can't find my copy.
Uh-oh.
I'm so worked up into a freaking frenzy here. Oh, here it is. Well, I don't want to be doing the wrong spot.
No.
You know what the problem is? Am I in the right hour?
Who knows? Who cares?
What did I do at 10 in the first break? Beaner boy?
Did we take the first break?
Did we take the first break?
I'm just looking at that now.
You know what? I don't think we ever did the break.
I don't think we did. Boy, got past
this. I'm so worked up here now. No wonder I can't find what I'm doing here. I never took the goddamn break. We're up against the goddamn wall now, man.
No, we got plenty of... we can fit them in. Well, no, the radio veils are a little bit tight.
Wow. I think maybe I did that once before for like a minute or two.
Right.
But now we're like, you know something, screw it.
Yeah.
Too bad. We don't really care. You know, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, and the folks at Vermont Teddy Bear have been busy hand-making some great new bears. Your mom, wife, grandma deserve something extra special this year. Show them how much you appreciate them by sending an authentic Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll get a beautiful bear personalized just for her and delivered with a free card and gourmet candy in a colorful gift box. They've got great bears like the Spama Bear, Mom's Biggest Fan, or the new Queen for a Day Bear. And don't forget, Dads, it's your job to get a gift from the kids, and the mother and cub set is perfect. Add as many cups as you need with their names embroidered on the outfits. A lot more creative and thoughtful than flowers, and this gift is going to last a lifetime. So call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a friendly bear counselor will help you tailor a bear just for her, so she'll know you put some real thought into your gift this year. You won't believe the great reaction you're going to get, and ordering is quick and easy, too. Call this toll-free number, 1-800-829-BEAR, or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, thank Mom for all she does for you with a Vermont teddy bear. Call toll-free 1-800-829-BEAR.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
You fudge packing?
Introducing a medication that targets migraine pain where it starts, actually changing the way the nerve functions. Stopping the pain dead in its tracks. Ask your doctor about new trizolamine alpha hydroxyprofen zitrinamine diazoprofena doxalantriphene prosupa HC. Trizolamine alpha hydroxyprofen zitrinamine diazoprofena doxalin prosupa HC contains citrine dioxaprine dilinamine, the most powerful medication you can buy. So when migraine pain strikes, reach for new trizolamine alpha hydroxyprofen zitrinamine diazoprofena doxalantriphene prosupa HC. Warning, if you're currently taking any medication containing Ultram oxaliplatin or minasprosolum hydrocontrabulam, it's recommended that you do not take trizolamine alpha hydroxyprofen zitrinamine diazoprofena doxalantriphene prosupa HC. Ask for it.
By okay. 10:32 at 5:60. Now, how come we don't have log cabin Republicans on that pool, Little Hitler?
Huh? I don't know.
Hey, Eric, I guess why should he be different from anything else today? He's not working either. What did I say? I said, let's get that on there immediately, log cabin Republicans. Did you jostle him? Did you poke him in the rib if
yeah,
you could find one? Didn't put it on there. 197 votes. Most pathetic creatures. Sports talk groupies, 48. Autograph hounds, 41. Talk show chronics, 37. Big fat slobs, 35. People who watch golf, 27. Computer nerds, 8. People who play golf, 1. But people who watch golf, 27. Okay, we'll get log cabin Republicans on it. We've got to do a break.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about? And we're still going to be behind.
Right.
10:33. I don't apologize to anybody. I got worked up into a frenzy. I don't care if the audience out there doesn't care if you're a bunch of dunderheads. Nothing I can do about that, okay? But this today, what we saw in a way of journalism and so forth, this is scandalous. This is a major goddamn story. It's the largest place in America so far that's passed this kind of a resolution, but somehow neither one of your local newspapers decided it's important enough to put in their news pages today. I would just love to physically go through both newspapers and find all the swill that they found room to put in there today, but they didn't have room to put that in there. Here's something good. Some great deals from our friends Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto at Hallett Pontiac GMC. Some great Neil deals. Here's Neil deal number one, waiting for you right now at Hallett. Get 0% financing for 60 months in every Pontiac or GMC in stock. Neil deal number two, get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new GMC and Pontiac in stock. Let me say it again because it sounds too good to be true, but it ain't. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new car or truck in stock. And Neil deal number three, if you're currently a GMC Smart Lease or Smart Buy customer and you drive a Chevy Blazer, Olds Bravado, or GMC Jimmy, buy or lease a new Pontiac or GMC and get yourself an extra $1,000 off the price. Stop by Hallett and test drive the all-new and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix. Hallett Pontiac GMC, you'll find it at 13401 South Dixie Highway. That's US 1 across from the falls. They're like a landmark in South Dade. They've been there for over 35 years, open every day, 7 days a week. For more information on the Neil deals, call the Neil Deal Hotline, toll-free 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211, and don't forget, all Neil deals subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Hallett Pontiac GMC, believe it when they say, we are professional grade.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
These people piss me off.
Little ditty about Uday and Kusay, two Iraqi brothers growing up in Iraqi land. Kusay takes a puff off his dad's cigar, says, Uday, you're more obsessed than me with your women and cars. Kusay sits back, collects his thoughts for the moment, thinks about his ruthlessness and his country's regime. Well, you know, Uday, we ought to run off to Damascus. Uday say Kuse, that's a good place to be. Saying, oh yeah, our life goes on long after the thrill of their bunker bombs. Oh yeah, our life goes on. Even years from now, they'll wonder where we have gone. Living in Iraq, that's our home. But we're bound to leave, we're war criminals. Holding on to this regime as long as we can. We're Uday and Kuse, and we're most wanted men. Little did it. About Uday and Kuse, two Iraqi brothers growing up in Iraqi land.
Assalamu alaikum.
10:39, 21 before 11 at 5:60 on a really effed up Wednesday here, but it's one of them things. We got our big noon to 1 hour today. Thank
you, God.
The Lord. Thank goodness for that. We never survive it. Mad Dog will be along at 1. Hank at 3 to 6:30, and then we got the Marlins game. Giants at the Marlins at PP Park for game number 2. They lost 4-2 last night, the Marlins, but what can I tell you? At least they're consistent. Eddie K follows the baseball game, and Joe and Mark in the dark overnight 2 to 6. And then, of course, in the morning, it's Mo and Geldy back to start it all over again. Our good close personal buddy, the Mo-meister. Remember him?
Who?
Yes.
So Duff brought in both papers.
And?
And I'm scouring. I'm almost all the way through the Sun Sentinel and still nothing.
I mean, am I the only one who finds this grotesque and nauseating? See, if I actually had that paper, well, I got the National Post. That's worth puking in. Here you go. I got that right here.
All right.
I'm going to, here we go. Okay, and just pretend that it was the Sun Sentinel and the Herald. Nothing.
A lot of Oliphant stuff.
Yeah, lots about Mary Oliphant. And we're on to her, but it's really interesting, though, that her supporters are going to have plenty of fuel to add to their case, because the obsession that the media has with Miriam Oliphant down there is just a little bit, how come they're not equally concerned in Palm Beach County with Teresa Lepore, for example? Or with Catherine Harris, who's too busy now being a Congress lady, or whatever the hell she is. Don't forget our hot couples contest. You just emailed me another picture, but I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it to a download.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, was it something I missed?
There might have been two on that one. There were two, because the first one, one of the two has an error on it. I had the same problem with it.
Oh, jeez. See, listen, of all days, don't mess with me today, okay, on the computer. I'm not Mr. Computer Wizard like you are, Hitler, so don't, I'm just Hitler, okay? I don't have time for little Hitler.
Should I check that local section again? Because I sure didn't see it the first time.
Go ahead, scour it, man, scour it.
Really careful here.
Don't forget, log on to neilrogers.com, email us a picture of yourselves, all you couples out there with your significant other, and you've got till May 15th, the week from tomorrow, to enter your pictures. And then that week from the 15th to the 22nd, we'll have all the pictures up there, and the audience can vote on who they think is the hottest couple of them all. And then at the end of the 22nd, couple with most votes wins. 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas, including round-trip airfare on Lake Arrera. And second prize, the runner-up gets dinner for two at the Pizza Loft. What's not to like, right?
Right.
10:42 at 5:60 WQM. Lots of calls about that movie Happiness too. Have you noticed that?
No.
But that's okay. I already learned my lesson on that the first few days we talked about this. I'm not. If they want to call, fine. If not, that's all right too. But thanks whoever called that one in, and a lot of other good movies too. I got them all in the other room. I got The Game. I got what's the one? Gary's Ross. Whatever that is. I got the one with Ethan Hawke. What's that one?
Gattaca.
Yeah, he's yelling, Gattaca. 10:42 at QAM. Hey, don't forget, Mother's Day is just around the corner, just a few days away. A perfect time to repay Mom, who spent so many sleepless nights praying and hoping and up all night that you might just come back home. Dollar Mattress has got the perfect mattress for your mom. If it's sagging, lumpy, or just worn out, and your mattress too, then pick up the phone and call 1-800-MATTRESS. That's what I always do, and it works. That's the number for Dollar Mattress. They'll hook you up with the best Serta, Sealy, King Coil, and Simmons. Exactly the one you're looking for is in stock, ready for immediate delivery. You don't want mom sleeping on something saggy and lumpy that you wouldn't put your ass on. I don't blame her. Nothing's got a bigger impact on the way you feel every day than getting a great night's sleep. Dyna Mattress gets more repeat and referral customers than anybody. I tell you this all the time because it's true. And the reason that's the case is because they know how to treat their customers right. Once you buy a mattress from Dyna Mattress, you'll never, ever go back to wasting your time, money, and effort in a showroom again. And don't forget, when you buy a mattress from Dyna Mattress, they set up the new one and take away the crappy old bedding for free. That's correct. Dyna Mattress sets up your brand new one and takes away the soiled, nasty, stained old bedding for free. So this Mother's Day, have mommy sleeping like a baby on a new bed from Dyna Mattress. And don't forget, gift certificates available in all denominations, too. So call right now, toll-free, 1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S. That's 1-800-MATTRESS for Dyna Mattress, the intelligent way to get you a great night's sleep.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Get off this instant.
Welcome back to the highly rated and Mo Howard and David edited show. Quoting for my extravagation. Okay, stupid, where were we?
We were doing this.
Oh, wrong. Oh. You were doing that to me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mo.
That's better. Oh, wrong day.
Chris.
Hey, I didn't say you could say that yet.
Okay.
Oh, wrong day. Now you.
Chris. Carter.
Oh, wrong day. Gatsby.
That's it.
Not on my watch, you punk.
Okay.
Orande. Hey, ease up, will you?
Ow.
What's with the kung fu grip?
Sorry, Mo.
And we got one of our three very important callers on the line here. WQAM, what do you want?
WQAM, Mo.
Come on, spit it out.
I
can't understand the goddamn thing you're saying. What are you doing?
I'm playing with my Larry Coker bobblehead doll.
Oh, that's quite understandable. Why, I sometimes...
Help me out.
Huh?
Help me out.
Go ahead, Guilty.
The patch! Oh, yeah.
You got me going. Almost there. Say orande.
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 Faster.
Orande. 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 Help me, Orande. Help me, Orande. Help me, Orande. 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 Orande.
Yeah. Oh. Lindo Marae.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. I got it all over my wig.
Yeah.
1047. That sounded like one of the scenes from Happiness.
So I don't know if you just checked your fax machine.
No.
And thank you to the caller that told me where to find this thing, or I wouldn't have. You wouldn't have found this thing.
Nothing has come across. Will you just slow down a little bit? I understand you're all whipped up into a frenzy. Nothing has come across my fax machine since we last spoke before the break.
I see. Well,
by the way, speaking of the break, what a great job, Neil.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Way okay, go ahead.
This is even more scandalous than if they had not printed it. When you see how it is buried inside the body of another story, inside a listing of things that happened during the meeting as if it were an afterthought. You'll see it. It's part of the Oliphant story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, part of the Oliphant story, because Miriam Oliphant, you do understand, supersedes over and above everything else that's going on in South Florida.
Right.
The elephant lady.
In the middle of the story, they have the, in other action, the county commission, and then they have, like, slugged, you know, real little blurbs.
Well, let me ask you, where is it? Is it coming, like, by the pony? Did he break down on the way to my fax machine?
It says, sending page one over here.
Sending?
Yeah. I started
hearing no squeaking, I don't hear no yawning, I don't hear nothing.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's got intercepted in between, you think? Maybe it's part of the Patriot Act that you're not allowed to send me anything so subversive across the border. Maybe Customs picked it off. Let me take a look here. It says if it's, see if it's doing anything.
It's still sending.
Oh, receiving.
Uh-oh.
It's receiving. You just slow down a little bit because it was so dismayed from the bad news. Yeah, I keep playing that thing from Requiem for a Dream. I'm going to watch that again today. You know, I have to.
You have to.
I have the need to watch that again.
Oh,
need to
my God.
Sarah Goldfarb. I need to see old Sarah. I need to hook up with Sarah again today. And also with Jared Leto. I'd like to hook up with him. Believe
Ma,
me.
Are you on something, Ma?
Quit grinding your teeth, Ma. Here it is. Thank you. Kill the music. County planning to reject Oliphant's budget request. Now, this is on page something B, which is the local section, inside the Sun Sentinel. And
right.
It's got the county commission. It's got, like, the little rundown inside the big story about Miriam Oliphant. And the third thing, another action, approved a resolution urging Congress to closely monitor the federal government's use of the USA Patriot Act. The resolution also asked federal law enforcement agencies to disclose the names of any detainees suspected of terrorism.
That's
and
it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you got. You know something, seriously, some of you people at the Sun Sentinel ought to be in jail right now, okay? In fact, I'm going to call my contacts in the White House. I'm going to call Miss Fudge. I'm going to call everybody I know in the world. I'm going to get you people your ass in jail because you're a goddamn disgrace to the human race bearing a story like that. This has been every I'm speechless. Every other place it's been, including Podunk Towns,
right.
Here's the biggest place, a county of 2 million people that passes this resolution, and we can't, and nobody's going to see that. If it weren't for this program, nobody would know about it. So again, I thank that guy. What was his name, Randy?
Yes.
Thanks, Randy, for the efforts in getting this thing through in the first place, and secondly, in bringing it to our attention, even though we poo-pooed it in the first. And now does anybody wonder why I failed to believe this? Huh? I found it a little bit hard to believe when they bury it in a goddamn page when nobody is going to find it.
It is so hard
to believe that even two newspapers that even the fish don't want to be wrapped in, that even the bird doesn't want to do its droppings on in the cage, even two papers that bad that could be so inept to just drop the ball on this. And I think he's right. I think that they just don't. They want to be seen as goose-stepping right in the line.
Right.
They don't want to alienate anybody, especially certain people. I don't want to mention no names.
Incredibly.
Right, that crowd. With anything that's perceived as bush-bashing or not goose-stepping along. I do have that story, which I think I'm going to use in the next hour. Showdown at the FCC, the one from TomPaine.com. Because that's coming up real soon, less than a month away now, June the 2nd. When they give away, when Michael Powell gives away the keys to the kingdom to Cheap Channel. I got news for you, boys and girls. You ought to kiss the radio right now. I'm not patting myself on the back, but there are only a handful of us.
Howard!
A handful. You could count on the fingers of one hand of voices that are doing anything to try to get you any information that isn't just the party line. And that's why, just like I said, the New York Times, another piece of crap. What they have done to the city that I'm sitting in right now, what they've done to Toronto, and that's why this, all these wild SARS stories really piss me off, because they got a major crisis in China. There's no question about that. A major, and why do they have a major crisis? Because those communists over there, they hid it in the first place. They lied. They tried to pretend that if they lied about it, it would just go away. And then they exported it. But the fact of the matter is, here in Toronto, they're not even talking about it anymore for the most part. It's not a problem here now. And the New York Times, every time the lady in Ireland, did she really have SARS?
No,
she never was even really in Toronto, come to find out. The kid over there in Lakeland, did he have SARS?
No.
The three guys in Vegas, did they have SARS?
No.
And the New York Times and everybody else, it seems, the more hysterical the stories they are, the more they want to, like, splash them in the headlines and put this crap out there. So the public can be like a bunch of little George Corsos and Miguel Echevarria's, whatever his name is, running around Escobar's. Sounds like a drug dealer to me. The kind of people we got right now. We got one guy named Hitler, another guy named Escobar. Well, what does that tell you about QAM, huh? Says you better watch yourself, I think. Better watch who you piss off in that joint. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Neil. Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. I just wanted to mention that you were talking about Jared Leto. He's in a movie called Panic Room with Jodie Foster.
Okay.
And you might enjoy that. He's kind of flaky in that, kind of on the edge. Also, another point I want to make, too. Is it me and you and my wife and a couple of people I know the only people that are outraged about what's going on? I don't understand why people
Evidently. I mean, I've always said that South Florida is la-la land, but to try to find people that are just really pissed off about this stuff and like the guy that called me before, well, you know, we got to give up some of our freedoms.
No, that's the only way to fight terrorism.
What kind of crap is that?
No, I mean, it's why aren't people out screaming in the streets and smashing their televisions? Such a joking,
right.
Their legislative
But I'll give you a great example of how the American people have been so conditioned to being a bunch of weak sisters. I said after this scandal started breaking with Enron and Global Crossings, all these other bogus investment scams, I said, I don't understand why there isn't revolution in the streets. I mean, people have lost their life savings. People who are going to retire in a year or two have lost their entire life savings. They're going to have to work until they croak to try to eke out an existence. And yet there's no, like, mass hysteria. There's nobody pissed off. There's nobody organizing. I don't get it.
You know, imagine being 70, 68 or 7 years old, work all your life, you and your wife, you got your plans made for a retirement, a Winnebago or whatever, you know, go spend the last couple of years of your life doing something you want to do, and
right.
All of a sudden you check out and you ain't got a dime. And there's no one that's responsible or accountable for it. I mean, what do these people do? I mean, God, you know, thank God I'm young enough to be able to get, you know, continue working, but if you're 60-something years old, you work the same place all your life, That's all you know. You can't go out. You're not ready for the marketplace.
Right.
Well, anyway, thanks, Neil, and keep up the good work. And someone else, please get outraged. This is ridiculous.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, we're pissed off, man. A few of us, not too many. The masses out there, it's maneuvering like that, but a few of us.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Right. A few of us. And the rest of the people, you know, they're still worried about the early bird and how's Seymour doing and all the, you know, the usual crap. What am I going to do on this radio station? Am I going to make a difference?
No.
Am I going to say something?
No.
What's the point? Just get back to your silly movies and your fun and games and your hot couples contest
there
and cut
go.
The crap. That's right. Quit losing, you know, I guess we're supposed to talk about the Boston Globe columnist hit by a newspaper with suspension for saying that the jock's wife ought to be slapped. Jason Kidd. Somebody
sure.
needed to smack her. I heard Mo getting all whipped up. And evidently, when Mo worked in Boston, he must have known this guy, Bob Ryan. I never heard of Bob Ryan. And I lived in Boston for 2 years, but I guess that's before he wrote for the Globe. That's a long time ago, back in the early 60s. But I never heard of Bob Ryan. I couldn't give a flying crap less about Bob Ryan. What does he have to do with my life, with the price of peanuts, huh? What does he have to do with anything? Do you know Bob Ryan?
Who?
I know Frank Ryan used to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, hole number 13. I know a little bit about sports, but I sure as hell don't know Bob Ryan. And according to Mo, if you don't know Bob Ryan, you must be stupid.
Well, I guess I'm stupid.
Now, here's Randy Fax. It's just a copy of the resolution, which I have. Thanks, Randy. Good work, by the way. But to see them bury this the way that they did, seriously, there somebody ought to be calling. You people ought to be on the phone right now with a Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald wondering, how, asking, demanding, though, how come they're managing the news the way they are? If they've been bought and sold, lock, stock, and barrel by the goddamn Bush administration, why they're goose-stepping in line and not reporting the real news. That's what you people ought to be demanding to know. Jesus Christ and Joseph and Mary and Moses and Saul, that's all I can say. Just amazing to me how 5 million, 4 million, whatever it is in South Florida can just, but again, I shouldn't pick on them because like I said, the American public are just like sheep. And that's exactly what they've counted on. You know, keep people ignorant, keep them uneducated, make sure the education system stinks, make sure people have to devote most of their time just trying to survive, trying to scrape a few nickels together, while you continue giving more big tax cuts to the richest, your rich friends and your corporate pals that put you in power in the first place. Like I've told you before, man, they're all a bunch of crooks, and we're just, you know, we're like all the guppies swimming upstream. 1057 at 560 WQAM. I can't believe that Brandy's has been around this long, just almost as long as I have in this town. And believe me, I know it. When you're a survivor for over 25 years in town, you must be doing something. You must be a real survivor. Anyway, Brandy's has been around, like I said, over 25 years, offering you a fantastic, unbeatable selection of men's and women's famous brand shoes, including Rockports, Echoes, Mephisto, Timberland, Clarks, SAS, Florsheim, and lots more. And one of the reasons people love the shopping at Brandy's is because they've got such a great selection. They've got all the sizes, men's size to 15, women's 5 to 12, and width from the very narrow to the very wide. And with over 40,000 pair of shoes in stock in their 8,000-square-foot megastore, you can bet George's life on it, and Hitler as well, that whatever you're looking for, they got it in stock in your size. Brandy Shoes, you'll find them at 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. They're open daily 9 to 9, every Sunday 10 to 5. And again this week, a special sale for you at Brandy's, like there is every week, but this one's been carried over a second week. A select group of women's style naturalizers on special sale at Brandy's this week take 20 to 60% off the regular price. So stop in or visit Brandy's on their website if you like it, brandyshoes.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Floridians, dumb as dirt.
Dirt.
Pessoa muy unlucky.
I'd like to know who won the election. Said I'd like to know who won the election. Count the vote, count the vote, baby. Count the vote, count the vote over. Count the vote, count the vote, baby. Count the vote, count the vote over. Count the vote. Ever since this presidential race began, I've often wondered who was going to win. Some Palm Beach people went to do their voting chore. So count up all the ballots and find out who's gotten more.
Oi!
Those old folks seem to have one thing in common. Looks like lots of them just gave their votes to Patrick Buchanan. So I'd like to know who won the election. Yes, I'd like to know who won the election.
Unbelievable.
Count the vote, baby, count the vote. Count the vote, oh, oh. Count the vote, baby, count the vote. Count the vote, oh, oh. Count the vote. The final tabulation started coming in. Then I saw a news flash on Channel 10. Some angry people all together in a bunch. They said they were confused and didn't know which hole to punch. Those old folks seem to have one thing in common. Looks like lots of them just gave their votes to Patrick Buchanan. So I'd like to know who won the election. Said I'd like to know who won the election. Oh, I'd like to know who won the election. Yes, I'd like to know who won the election. Count the vote, count the vote, baby, count the vote, count the vote, over, count the vote, count the vote, baby, count the vote, over, count the vote, how many for Bush, count the vote, how many for Gore, count the vote, how many for Bush, count the vote, are there any more, count the vote, they messed up the ballot, count the vote, they messed up the ballot, count the vote.
You know, I'm thinking that the state of Florida suffers from cancer of the peninsula.
Yeah.
You think that's possible?
Is that where the brain is?
There's got to be something really, really wrong in this state. You know, got to be something. And somebody just faxes me some really depressing information. It wasn't bad enough. We got OJ, and now Michael Jackson's been looking to buy and relocate in Florida. All the sludge finds its way to South Florida. And now who's? You see this? You looked at this?
Yeah, I know. I know the
Miss Sludge or Miss Fudge, depending on what we're calling her today, is now living on Collins Avenue. Bought a condo for $575,000. Somebody's subsidizing that creep. I'll tell you that right now. That self-hating right-wing creep. Sellers, Andrea Glanz. This is public information. It's in the newspaper. Buyers on the market or whatever. Buyer Miss Grudge or Miss Fudge. It says at 6301 Collins Avenue on Miami Beach. Isn't that disgusting, huh? To spread more misinformation and bullcrap and right-wing propaganda. Maybe he can consort with his good close friend Ann Coulter there, huh? Maybe the two of them. It'll be interesting to see if we ever see the two of them at the same time, you know? It's like Clark Kent and Superman. Maybe when he takes off the hat, he turns into Ann Coulter. You think that could be it? Oh, my God, Miss Fudge. Who the hell are you kidding, man? Walmart banishes body magazines. Here's some good stuff that should give you an idea. As the beat goes on, your good close personal friends at Walmart.
Yeah.
And speaking of our, but I'm not going to call him Hitler anymore. That's disgusting. Diener Boy's too good. But Walmart banishes body magazines. Walmart store said it stopped selling men's magazines Maxim, Stuff, and FHM because the retail chain has received complaints from customers about their racy content. A Walmart spokesman told the New York Times that the company made the decision after listening to our customers and associates. I know we've heard on at least one of these magazines they weren't pleased with the offering. Walmart has sold Maxim for the past 3 years and recently added FHM, the paper reported. The Times, which, by the way, I think the Times less in the, what's in there than in the Herald even. The Times said the company's standards in the magazine's content haven't changed, but the firm has been under pressure from Christian groups in the past for its sale of certain magazines. And, of course, we know that Walmart and those Christian groups goose-step together. Isn't that great?
Yeah, what a surprise.
They've been under pressure from Christian groups in the past for its sale of certain magazines. In the past, Walmart's refused to sell CDs that carry warning labels about explicit lyrics. Instead, the store sells sanitized version of albums with some songs omitted or covers redrawn to pass muster with the chain's buyers, the paper added. Oh, we don't want to offend anybody. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based company has also declined to sell particular issues of some magazines, including the September 2001 issue of In Style that featured an artfully arranged nude photo of the actress Kate Hudson, the Times said, citing magazine industry executives. Oh, we don't want to see no nude photos of Kate Hudson.
No.
Or Rock Hudson. Or Henry Hudson. Or Ray Hudson.
Or Hudson Bay.
Maybe if they had pictures of Ray Hudson, what do you think? That might, huh? Maybe we'll put those in Walmart.
This is Ray Hudson, Miami Fusion's head coach, and I love the Queen of South Florida, Neil Rogers. Should be in Buckingham Palace, but we'll keep him here.
Last year, Walmart even took exception to a single photo in a compilation of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues and decided not to sell the issue. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit too racy, too much teeny there, man. I think we saw a nipple. It looked like a nipple.
Well, it's very reassuring now that I know that it's safe to go back into Walmart.
Maxim has the well, of course, don't forget the gun.
Right.
Maxim has the largest circulation out of the three, with an average circulation on the second half of last year, 2.5 million, and yada, 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 a highly lucrative stream, according to the newspaper. But Stephen Colvin, president of Dennis Publishing USA, which owns Maxim and Stuff, told the Times that Walmart only accounts for less than 3% of his company's sales at newsstands. Small potatoes is what he said. So F him. That's what he said. F him, Zimbalist Jr. Scream. Who are the most pathetic creatures we're asking on our poll today? Sports Talk Groupie 66. This was a tough choice. 314 votes. Big Fat Slob 60. Autograph Hounds 54. Oh, can I please have your... See, I understand that for little kids, okay? We're talking about adults. We're talking about adults who want somebody's autograph because they feel their life is so meaningless. Autograph Hounds 54. Talk Show Chronics 51. I think that's what I voted for.
Me too.
People Who Watch Golf 40. Log Cabin Republicans, which was a very, very late edition, and Eric apologizes profusely for dragging his feet so long on that. Couldn't you feel it? He was dragging his feet in Orlando when the shock was all the way down there in South Florida. Log Cabin Republicans, 31. Computer Nerds, 9. And People Who Play Golf, only 3. So that's the way it's laying out. It's Wednesday, baby. We got our big noon to 1 hour coming up. We're just going to make up a bunch of stories. I think that's what we're going to start doing. We'll just make up stuff. If it's good enough for Cheap Channel, we'll do it.
Right. Rush.
And Fox. Remember, Fox went to court. And they won.
Right.
Fox News went to court and they won. We had that story on a couple of months ago. And they can make stuff up and there's nothing to say that they can't just make up stories.
Right.
Look at this phone. Is this active or what? Have we got this crowd whipped up? And I was so whipped up, I went 25 minutes past a break for the first time ever in the history of my life. All these years on the air, and this audience is boom, boom, like that.
Well, I'm sure they're busy calling the Sun Sentinel. That's why
they're right. Here's Miami Beach. Hello. That's it. Here's Delray Beach, our last one. Hello.
Oh, thank God. Man, this is unbelievable. I checked today's Palm Beach edition of the Sun Sentinel, and there was absolutely nothing. I checked the Oliphant story, like George did. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Some liberal media, I'm at a loss here.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. This is a state that has no Everglades cleanup at all by the people that polluted it. The FCAT test are just
epic. And you know why they do it? They do it because they can get away with it, because nobody cares. Because the average age is death, and all they care about is the notch and getting their early bird dinners and getting whatever senior discounts they can, and nobody else gives a crap about anything.
Believe me, I know. I live in West Delray. So...
Oy vey.
Oh, you're telling me.
Wow.
I'm like, me and my girlfriend are the only young people that live out here, and when there's any old people, when we're walking... And old people drive by, they will stop and stare at us like we are from Mars. I am not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable. And I have a movie to recommend for you.
Okay.
It is a movie called Gift. It is not the one that was a mainstream movie. It was directed by Perry Farrell from the band Jane's Addiction. And if it sounds a lot like what you described Requiem for Dream as. It
right.
will make you never want to touch any drug ever again.
Did you ever see Happiness?
No, I've got that on my list to check out.
It's a panic. It's hysterical. I mean, parts of it are very depressing, kind of like Requiem for a Dream, but it's a panic.
Ah, I'll definitely have to check that. I have a book recommendation for you, something that I'm sure a lot of your audience doesn't do. Actually, two. A book called Jews for Buchanan.
There really is such a book?
It is, I swear to Neil God, it is absolutely the true name of this book.
Who's the author?
I do not remember. I saw it when I lived in Chicago, and they had it up there. It should be everywhere and stuff. It should be in, I believe, the humor section. And another book I found in the humor section that was brilliant was by Paul Begala, and it was called It's Still the Economy Stupid. And it lays out everything about how he helped Bill Clinton turn around the economy from Reagan and Bush, and how he helped small businesses. It's just I only read about 40 pages of it when I was in the bookstore, and I said, I have to get this book. It is just brilliant. And
And you're done. Okay,
Pally. Freepers.
In closing, yes.
Add Freepers to your poll. I hate Freepers. They are the stupidest people on the face of the earth. They have no life.
You know something? I'm so glad you mentioned that. Thanks.
No problem. Bob Graham for president.
Okay. Freepers, this guy, he could easily take us up till 3:30 this afternoon and not do any breaks. But he had some good stuff. Yeah. Freepers ought to be on there, too. Now, Beaner Boy, I want to make sure that we don't get Eric in a lot of trouble here. Make sure he gets Freepers on there. And, of course, Eric knows all about Freepers because he likes putting that message on there. Every time we put anything on that has to do with Bush or politics, we always have to put that little message on. Feel free to freep our poll, and then you help support our gay agenda. It's a real dilemma, or whatever that says. It's cute. With a pink background, no less. You got it, Beaner Boy? Freepers?
Got it.
Jeepers, creepers, don't forget the Freepers. 12 minutes past 11 at 560 WQM. Man, look at that. Is this audience worked up
into
a frenzy? Are they pitting on? That's the same crowd. What am I? I must be doing drugs, you know? I'm going to see Sarah Goldfarb right after the show. I really am. I'm going to get some greens and some blues
and
some purples and some oranges. Now I'm going to go see Sarah. She's got lots laying around. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw out a lot of appealing low numbers, but when it comes right down to what can you really get refinanced at? 5%? 4%? What do you think?
About 30, man.
How about something better than that? How about 2.45% with a financial group? That's right. With interest rates of only 2.45%, this is really your best bet, and it's rock solid. So call Financial Group and find out about it at 1-800-940-LEND, L-E-N-D. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home or buy you a new home and take advantage of a sure thing, a 2.45% financing rate with Financial Group. And let me tell you again what that rate will do to your monthly payments. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, pay only $393 a month. Get yourself 2.45% financing from Financial Group. Call today, 1-800-940-LEND. That's 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply, and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. Sports Radio 560 QAM.
On Sports Radio 560
WQAM.
Bush is a sorry but fuck up.
Oh!
Bush is a sorry but fuck up.
Yes.
Bush is a sorry but fuck up. Bush is a sorry but fuck up.
Cheney said lay off the ventilators. He brought investigations to an end. They were getting too close to the towel-headed body down in Texas for a barbecue again.
We're talking mob. Bush is a sorry but f***ed up. Bush is a sorry but f***ed up. Bush is a sorry but f***ed up. Bush is a sorry but f***ed up.
If they don't impeach this corporate retard, 3,000 lives will never be avenged. Cause you brainwashed monkeys are so goddamn stupid, you'll put them back in office again.
What the f***? Bush is a sorry but f*** up. Bush is a sorry but f*** up. Bush is a sorry but f*** up. Bush is a sorry but f*** up.
Mr. A.R.P.
Bush is a sorry but f*** up. Bush is a sorry but f*** up. Bush is a shorty, but f***ing. Bush is a shorty, but f***ing.
Got your oyster for Mission of Goyim.
It's 11:17 at 560 WQM. Here are a couple of faxes. One last suggestion for a movie beside LIE, Long Island Expressway. That's the only one I couldn't find, by the way. You might like Y Tu Mama Tambien, a good Mexican movie about a road trip of two horny 17-year-old boys and an older woman.
All right.
It's sexually explicit, so be sure to get the unrated and subtitled version. You shouldn't have a problem finding it. Y Tu Mama Tambien.
I've seen it floating around the cable. I've been avoiding it because it's about two Mexican boys. It's critically acclaimed.
And an older woman.
How much older?
It's critically acclaimed is what Beaner Boy just said,
I have no idea.
It says you're absolutely right about happiness. The ending is the best, which makes me think that's a great poll, too, we ought to do someday. What movie of all time had the best ending?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a good poll?
Sure.
And I think happiness, when you see it, oh, my God, when you just watch the last 60 seconds of it, you will, I guarantee you, drop all sorts of things in your pants. Here's Josh in Dallas says, I find it odd that the liberals are not going crazy over the Bill Bennett deal. Well, all the liberals are in a closet, I guess. They're hiding somewhere, Josh. It says, you know that if the roles were reversed, the conservatives would be throwing a hissy fit. Perhaps it's because that instead of pontificating about being holier than thou, liberals understand that humans are fallible, that human nature leads us in directions that may not agree with somebody else's ideology. It's funny that someone so virtuous is a degenerate gambler, but I understand that people can't be perfect, so I don't want to scalp him for his mistakes. It's his life. Let him live it the way he wants. Conservatives stand behind the Bible, which says to forgive and forget, but they never do unless you're part of their team, says Josh. I don't support him at all, because he's a big, fat, fat-faced, finger-pointing, hypocritical tub of crap is what he is. Just like all of your right-wingers. Every one of these. And when I say right-wingers, I'm talking about, you know what, you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, Mr. Eagle, it has nothing to do with the N-word, okay? To try to make a comparison there is really stupid. Idiotic.
Bennett came out and said that he's gambled his last.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Why, is that
his wife
money?
Said he'll never gamble no more, or he's getting cut off.
Ha.
That's what she said. Again, anybody believe it?
No.
That's what Pete Rose said, too, I think. No more gambling. I think that's what he told me at Pompano Park that night, just before I went to Gulfstream the next day. With that big stack of $100 bills sitting out in front on the table to impress everybody. Weren't impressed, Pete, not in the least bit. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. That's our big Wednesday noon to 1 hour coming up. Boy, it feels like we've been here for hours and hours and hours, you know?
Weeks.
That rough technical start today, man, just really threw us for a loop. Threw me, anyway. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm not quite sure if these people do it for you, but these people just really annoy me. The grown Star Trek groupies, those people just make me want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the grown guys collect comic books also. Take your pick on either one of those two. I don't really, they're probably not worthy of making a poll, but either way, those are the people that make me sick. Also, Channel 10 was probably the lesser of the two evils yesterday with all the migrant information. I mean, NBC and Channel 4 were just pontificating, interrupting and preempting the weather, preempting the sports and everything just to cover that. And Channel 10 was probably the best. They at least, you know, tried to keep most of their programming together.
I'll give you the best piece of news for me, and that is on the news here in Toronto. There wasn't one story on it.
I wish I could be there, Neil, even with the... I wish I could be there. Take care.
Okay, pal. See you at the border. Bye-bye. 5670560. #560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Who are the most pathetic creatures? Sports Talk Groupie, 74. Big Fat Slob, 66. Autograph Hounds, 59. Talk Show Chronics, 54. Log Cabin Republicans is zooming up. Out of 355 votes, it's 45 already after a very late start. People Who Watch Golf, 43. Computer Nerds, 11. People Who Play Golf, 3. And Freepers went on there but don't have any yet. Jeepers Creepers, come on, get them Freepers. Talk about having no life. Here's a lady in Plantation. Hello.
Neil.
In Boynton, I'm sorry. It ends in an N. In Boynton, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hi, Neil. I'm one of your daily listeners.
Okay.
I don't have access to a fax machine today because I'm home, but I've got an article on a website that you will love. It's uexpress.com/TEDTEDRALL. It's a premise on if Gore had been elected president and proceeded to do all the things that Bush did. It's a great article.
Okay.
And the other one for you is RottenTomatoes.com. Great movie site. it gives a nice synopsis of all the movies and rates them.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's a pretty good site. But you'll
love
that. Did
you see Happiness?
No, I haven't. I've got that written down. I'm writing down all of the ones you're recommending.
Have an extra set of Depends for the last scene.
Oh, I will do in a box of tissues.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Many, many open lines. That phone is like spastic today, you know, ever since Corso screwed up our whole phone system. You know, I remember those days not too long ago when we had like a real fat tubby engineer who was a good guy who used to come in there and keep everything purring right along. Now we got these guys, you know. We got these guys with their duct tape and Visqueen. And I got news for you, Corso. Visqueen ain't too happy about the technical competence I'm seeing today. Speaking of this queen, here's Miami. Hello.
Neil, God.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
Neil, listen, I look around and it's true what you say, man. 2 years ago, everybody wanted to impeach because Clinton had a blowjob and all this crap, right?
Right.
Yet this clown that we have here invades another country under false pretense, okay?
Right.
Every time he found a microphone or put it on, he said, weapons of mass destruction killed millions and millions. They haven't found one grenade with the flu on it, okay?
Right, exactly.
And no one is outraged. No one is outraged about this.
Now, keep in mind, they're manipulating the mass media. They're conducting the whole thing like a big patriotic pep rally. They're waving the American flag. They're wrapping themselves in a flag. And they realize that most people are too stupid to understand or too busy or occupied to do anything about it. And as a result, the polls, oh, with 70% approval. I'd like to know who those 70% of the people are, because I never hear meet one of them.
Neil, this is crazy. They invaded another country on the false pretense. And then I'm a minority. I'm not a darky. I'm a spick like George. But still, a minority. They got these two clowns, Colin Powell and Condoleezza, and they used them up there. They were also weapons of mass destruction. They haven't found anything. They should be outraged. They should be quitting. They should be saying this government is a shame because they put them in the front there for the minorities to believe all the junk that they
you
wanted.
You remember the day
believe.
That
you
Colin
understand?
Stood there
instead
and
of coming
stood
out
there.
And saying, hey, you know, they tricked us. They haven't found one goddamn rocket or anything. They're still kissing that guy's ass, you know?
He stood right up there in front of the UN. He had all the maps, and we knew exactly where this was and that was. In the meantime, where the hell are they? And I have read a couple of articles asking that same question. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I don't get it. Yeah, they want to impeach a president of the United States for getting a blowjob. I don't get this. You know,
no,
and the Bush
if you ever wonder how Hitler managed to mesmerize the German people and get everybody to goose-step along, I think now you're getting a real good lesson.
Hey, man, I had a real good teacher in high school. He always used to say, masses are stupid as hell, you know. One person
Amen.
Can manipulate the masses. And it's true. I really believe it's true. You know, Bush Sr., he invaded another country, Panama, because the Panama Canal was in, you know, they were threatened that they were going to let whatever the hell the Panama government
He shook a machete.
Right, with a machete. So they went into another country then and invaded that country and took the government up. You know, what the hell is going on with this?
See you at the border, man. Hang out of that passport and visa.
Jesus Christ, man.
And him too. Yeah, we got a few people out there pissed off and frustrated and fired up. That's good. We got a few, not too many. How many do you think we got?
About 30, man.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
Probably the first revolution ever started with about 30. And then it grew like Topsy, you know?
It grew some.
Gruesome, like Josh Friedman. 26 past 11 at 560 WQM. This could be the longest day of my life. I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is. It was that horrible start, and the phone was all screwed. If anybody tuned in late today, good choice. Oh, brother. And then we had this story, and then thanks for at least he persevered, you know, Randy?
Right.
With that story about the Broward County
our
Commission
hero.
Passing the resolution. He is our hero. He's my hero today. Mm-hmm. And I feel really bad. I apologize twice, but I'll do it again for not taking his word. But how can you believe somebody when you're scouring on what's a very even a child would know that that's an important story. In an area like Broward County, it's the biggest area by far that's passed a resolution
twice.
Like that.
If that caller hadn't called, I wouldn't have found it after twice through.
You'd have to get a goddamn search party in the Palomar Telescope to find that thing in the Sun Sentinel. You people of the Sun Sentinel, I'll tell you right now, you suck. Your whole goddamn newspaper sucks. You're a farce. You're a disgrace to Broward County, okay?
Broward!
Right. She ought to be the goddamn mayor of the head of Broward County. Let's run her for orifice. And then Jimbo can be the, what can he be?
The first lady.
The lady in waiting. 27 after 11 at 560 WQM. Let me tell you about a great product. This will calm you down. Oleomed. Oleomed soft gel capsules. I'm still waiting for mine, by the way, Skippy. I'm waiting for my shipment and the Oleomed, too. Oleomed soft gels contain pharmaceutical-grade olive oil. That's your best you can get anywhere. It's just super concentrated, and it's loaded with all kinds of health benefits for you. Oleomed in your puss every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol. And don't forget, there are 14 different Oleomed formulas from which to choose. Each one combining the finest olive oil you'll see anywhere in the universe with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific parts of your health, from your bones to your blood pressure to your immune system. All you do is just choose the formulas that are right for you. And now there are three new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control your weight, and CellQ10 for your heart. Pick up some Oleomed today. It's just about everywhere you shop. Pick it up at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, and Sedano's. Order it online if you like OleomedAmerica.com. If you want more information about their products and the amazing things they can help you with your health, call toll-free 1-866-OLEOMED. That's 1-866-653-6633. And don't forget, for better health, start feeling better almost right away with some Oleomed in your puss today.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Dying over here.
Don't like all the heartburn.
Dum-dum-dum.
Every time I see
dum-dum-dum
that retarded dimwit.
muscled in an inarticulate idiot. I don't know why they would want this guy, but now he's here. We're screwed the next 4 years with President Thumb. Than me. He's President Dumb. You don't care what it took. You got him in by hook or crook. The Christian right knows what's best. You and I, but have no fear. We've got a great leader here with President Dumb.
You know, this really, this is the bitter end to me, okay? Just get it. I'm checking the email because maybe you might have emailed me something important. Mm-hmm. And here is a, in fact, I'm going to read it verbatim. Oh, man. Oh, man. I know you hate him, but would you like someone to announce your address on the radio? Everybody and their brother knows where I live, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody in the world knows where I live. It's no dark secret. In addition to which, this is in the newspaper, number one. She's talking about Miss Fudge. And number two, it's a high rise. There's 80 billion people live in that building. Okay? It's in the newspaper. Okay. It's not a deep, dark secret. It's in the newspaper with his name attached to it. I mean, there is not, see, look, at this point, I just disassociate myself with that crowd. I'm just, sorry, have a nice life. That's all I can tell you. I mean, when you know somebody, I don't care, I don't know anybody who's perfect, do you?
No.
Well, when you know somebody that you like a lot, who's a good friend, there's nobody who's beyond reproach, who's beyond criticism. But in this particular case, there's such a morbid, obnoxious fascination. I have no idea what the deal is there. I don't know what's under that hat. I don't know. But I just disassociate myself officially at this point. I just will not extend myself in that direction anymore. Oh, man. Yeah, old man is right. Give it a rest already, okay? And if you do have any kind of principles whatsoever, when this guy is constantly the hitman for the right wing spewing all of their propaganda, you know, he doesn't have to put any homophobic articles on his website. All he's got to do is support the people who do spew that crap. And he does. Like I said the other day, he's the next David Brock. He's a cross between David Brock, pre his awakening, and Ann Coulter. And I am so sick and tired of the fudge fascination there. I mean, you know, a lot of people like fudge. You know
most
what I mean?
People, right?
Boy, does that frost my ass. Anyway, let me get off of that. I'm not even going to waste
get
my
off.
Time responding. No, seriously. I mean, it's just asinine. Like, I have to get, like, lectured as to what I say on the air by somebody that I barely even know who's like a, you know, see you, Lynn. Have a great life, okay? I wish you nothing but the best, but go away. Is that incredible? It's in the newspaper. I didn't give out, like, personal information that's, like, some kind of a deep, dark secret. If you want it to be a secret, you don't have it where it's going to be published public. You can put under any name, you know. Follow what I'm saying?
Right. Have an association.
Exactly. But be that as it may, it's just sickening. Anyway, here's the fact. This is, I wish I could have gotten this to you earlier. And in addition to which, I don't see any commentary about that story that wasn't. See, this is the kind of thing that people get obsessed about.
Right.
And I for the life of me, I don't understand that whole fag hag thing. You mentioned that to me the other day. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't want to know about it. I'm nauseated by it.
Yeah, I sure don't.
I want to puke from it. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody I know that I call a friend or that I associate with agrees with me on everything, but I can't even begin to imagine myself in any way, shape, or form associating with somebody who is against everything that I am and I stand for and I believe in. I just couldn't do it. That's why I don't understand, for example, James Carville and Mary Magdalene or whatever the hell her name is. I mean, they're married.
Right.
He's about as far to the left as you can get, and she's about as far to the right.
Unless one of them is acting.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's that good
of
an actor.
Right.
No, he's sure not acting.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it. But again, that's different people. Maybe they just are so obsessed with each other or whatever. Maybe they got some kind of like wild, hot, kinky sex going on. Who the hell knows? Maybe he's got something under his bald spot. Anyway, this should be on today's poll. The PETA people, P-E-T-A. The PETA, how do we say it?
PETA.
Do we say PETA?
PETA.
Oh, okay, thanks. And you want to know why this is timely, and whoever faxed this to me doesn't even realize it. There's a story. They want a city in New York to change its name. I just read this. This is just a coincidence. I read it yesterday in the newspaper.
But seriously.
They want a city to change. You know what city it is?
I don't know.
Suburb of Buffalo. You've heard me talk about it before. It's where Buffalo Raceway is located. It's called Hamburg, New York.
Are you?
Not Hamburg, Hamburger. I'm surprised they don't want, I guess they want Frankfurt, Germany and Hamburg, Germany to change. Hamburg, New York. They want them to change the name. The PETA people. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
PETA.
And I do love animals, as people out there know, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I love them too, with ketchup, steak sauce.
Oh, God.
And barbecue sometimes.
I am so, between the technical start to this program today and this email, this was the worst email in the history of the human race, okay? This was the all-time worst. And I don't hate Miss Grudge. I barely even know him, but I'm just repelled and I'm just offended by the whole ambience of what he does. I'm nauseated by it. I don't hate him. I don't know him well enough to hate him. And I don't want to. And this business about, well, he's gentle, he never stole a freight train. You know, the same could have been said about a lot of people who did enormous amounts of damage. That's not the point.
Hitler.
Yeah, like I said, Hermann Göring might have been a real blast at a party, too. You know, all these Germans could sure drink their beer. That's not the point. The point is, what is your life all about? Who do you allow to use you? What do you use your efforts to accomplish? To what ends? To what purpose? To what point? Not are you a fun guy and wear a nifty hat and cutesy artsy fartsy. God, I'm just, seriously, I may puke right on the ear here before 1 o'clock. I might just puke my guts out.
Well, leave the mic open, all right?
Oh, I will.
Roy!
Marijuana-scented cell phone covers caused such a buzz in Australia that the company selling them had to pull them out of a technology fair in Sydney today, because they're way ahead of us in more ways than one. Local authorities said New South Wales State Premier Bob Carr slammed the green marijuana motif covers as promoting drugs use to young people. A big overreaction, said Robert Punch, owner, chief executive, and founder of Corporate Phone Covers. It's a novelty. You wouldn't go and buy a big block of chocolate after smelling the chocolate one, he told Reuters.
Well.
And certainly a Beaner Boy wouldn't do it. Made in China or right next to chocolate, strawberry, blueberry, cherry, and rose-scented Snap-on covers, the marijuana version sold well, though only to over 18s, Punch said. It's selling much better than strawberry, much better, he said. How about if they have a strawberry-scented pot?
They have flavored rolling papers, chocolate, strawberry, coconut.
Oh, I'm weak. I'm weak. I'm like Al Martino with The Godfather, okay?
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
Oh.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, you're right. I better butcher up just a little bit. I got to get to that story about Bobby Bird blasts Bush for flamboyant showmanship with carrier speech.
That was in the paper. I found that.
Yeah, I found it too. No, actually, I got mine from CNN. Which is amazing. On their website, you'll find a lot of stuff that CNN still does good, but you almost never see it on TV, because on TV they're still busy pandering and trying to outdo MSNBC and Fox as to who's most patriotic and who's most American and who's most safe, where you'll be safe. If your hair isn't safe anymore because it's vanished, well, maybe it is safe, but maybe it's in a safe place but not on your head. Here's the answer for you. Not a mousy-looking piece, not a silly-looking hat. You know, hats went out a long time ago. You know when hats went out with the mob? You know, mobsters always used to wear big hats, like in The Godfather.
Yeah,
Lefty and Donnie Brasco. He was the last guy I know that wore a hat that had any credibility. And look what happened to him. Anyway, Charles Alfieri gave you a great-looking head of hair with his natural hairline system. He's been in business for over 25 years, working with the famous and even schleppers and everybody in between, because even the millionaires know that for all the money in the world, they can't get a better-looking head of hair back than the natural hairline system. You take a look at it. You take a look at anybody who's got it. And you'll agree that it looks for real, like it's grown out of your scalp, as opposed to anything else, as opposed to those mousy-looking silly pieces like Sam Donaldson wears, as opposed to the goddamn muskrat that died on your head like certain people at QAM wear, and all the holes in the head, all the other things. So the choice is yours, because everybody in the world now seems to be having some kind of a scam to get you your hair back. Only one really looks great, the Natural Hairline System from Chuck Alfieri. When you call, be sure to mention Neil Rogers. It'll save an extra $200 off the regular price. And don't forget, Charlie also services and repairs all types of hair systems, usually while you wait for only $25 to $30. Call today, get your hair back and look better and younger than you ever dreamed you could again. 1-800-321-2413. 1-800-321-2413, or log on to their website at charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAN.
Criminalized pot in Florida.
Yes! Yes!
The crap they played down the hole.
That's power!
Power 96.
What garbage. The kids today don't know what's good. Like that song, I'm happy I live in a split-level head. You remember that? How can you... Listen. I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I'm happy I live in a split-level head. You don't remember that?
No.
No?
Why am I surrounded by morons?
Come on, Howie.
Don't you go me, Howie. No. I've had enough insubordination from you, pal.
No.
Down, you shut up, fatso. Okay, that's it. You're all fired.
You fat, stupid boob.
You listen to me? You're fired.
Guilty that goes for you, too.
You know who I am? I'm the king of paradise.
I came down here after losing my job, Bubba, to be a big fish in a little pond. Duh. When they kicked me off ESPN, they told me don't come back again. I had some problems with wise guys who advised I move to paradise. Florida.
Fire!
That Mac Neal ain't no Louis Nye. That guy was funny. You're all fired. And I hope that Chip Guzzler dies.
I hope he dies. I hope you all die. I'm a big fish in a little pond, see? A big fish in a little pond.
Is anybody listening to me? I'm a big fish in a little pond. A big fish in a little pond. A big fish in a little pond. Yeah! Why doesn't anybody enjoy me?
11:45 at 560 WQM. After months of investigation, officers from Scotland Yard's Child Protection Group have confirmed that they have not found any, haven't found any downloaded child abuse images on rock guitarist Pete Townshend's computers. They added that Pete cooperated fully with the investigation and that the decision to caution was made in accordance with the MPS case disposal policy for this investigation. Townshend said, from the very beginning, I acknowledged I did access this site. I had given the police full access to all my computers. As I made clear at the outset, I accessed the site because of my concerns that the shocking material readily available on the Internet to children as well as adults, and as part of my research toward the campaign I've been putting together since 1995 to counter damage done by all kinds of pornography on the Internet, but especially any involving child abuse. And in the meantime, of course, the media was ready to, like, stab him through the heart, if you'll recall.
Yes.
But they didn't have the facts. But don't confuse people with the facts.
Facts.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Here's a call from Port St. Lucie. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil, whenever Rush or O'Reilly or Hannity says something, you can pretty much discount most of it and never give it a second thought. But I know when I disagree with you, at least it caused me to think a little bit. I didn't like Bush from the beginning, but, you know, I didn't believe that 9/11 was something that he wanted, and I hoped in my heart that he had other motives there or knew something about Iraq that we didn't, instead of settling old scores. But it turned out to be that it seems like that he was settling old scores. You know, at least we know where Cheney was during the whole time. I guess he was talking to people at Halliburton and setting up some deals there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a country. We have two elected officials. Instead of Bush running the war and Cheney looking over things at home, making sure they're right, I guess he was following the leads of Enron and Global Crossing to run business that way here. It seems like we're under attack from the people like that, Global Crossing, Enron, and Cheney. Here in the United States, and then from the other terrorists that do not live in the country. That's my
okay. Well, thanks for the call, and have a great day. What do you say?
Huh?
Here's a call in. What is it? Belglade. Hello.
Oh my God. I'm almost. Well, I just went through Pahokee right now. But,
oh my God. Well, you'll be in Immokalee soon. Look out.
I'm going to Okeechobee. But Neil, hey, you know, I'm the guy that called you about happiness.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, by the way, I've got another movie for you that he. The same director did, which is Welcome to the Dollhouse. I don't know if you've seen that, but that was his first movie, and it's pretty hilarious also.
Okay.
And the second thing I wanted to also mention to you, did you see the New York Times article about the nuclear, the plutonium tubes, or not, did I call it tubes? But anyway, the stuff that they were trying, that they said Iraq was trying to buy from Nigeria.
Right.
And it was actually all a forgery. All the documents were a forgery.
Right, that's right.
It was put together by the, actually it was British intelligence and the CIA, and the only thing that they screwed up on was that the signatures on the documents were people that had been out of office for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the State Department, poor Colin Powell, I don't know what the hell has gotten into him, but he was running around the whole world showing them these documents, and they never really double-checked to see who the hell had signed the documents and that they were forgeries.
Yeah.
So,
well, they evidently made him an offer he couldn't refuse, because he did a turnaround faster than you can say a douchebag, man. He just turned on a dime.
Exactly. So and by the way, Jared Leto was also in Fight Club, by the way. He gets probably the worst beating ever in movie history in Fight Club by Brad Pitt. I mean, it is just gruesome. And I like Fight Club a lot too, by the way. I know that you probably don't like, but it was an incredible movie.
Okay, well, listen, happiness was beyond my wildest dreams, and the ending was worth $1 billion.
Exactly. Well, check out Welcome to the Dollhouse. It's also very,
okay,
very
thanks
fun.
A lot. Yeah. Thanks. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line on a really interesting Wednesday. Oh, boy. I'm just going to open up my window and just, in fact, I already got my window open. I'm just going to go into the window and breathe some of that SARS, I mean, fresh air. Here's a call from Naples. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Pissed off and fired up. And unfortunately,
right.
I was close to D.C., so I got to put up with all this kind of stuff. But, you know, something I don't understand, not for a minute do I believe that they have weapons of mass destruction, but their argument is still false, because even if they did have the weapons of mass destruction, number one, you need a whole boatload to do any kind of damage, any kind of mass damage. And number two, they never have a vehicle to bring those over here to the United States. He's
right.
Protecting the United States from weapons of mass destruction. I got to tell you, I think the biggest weapon of mass destruction is that pea brain between Bush's ears and all the hemorrhoids that surround him in the White House. That's the biggest weapon of mass destruction. The whole thing is a farce. People are blinded by the right, just like Brock's book, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's nice that there's a few liberal talk show hosts who at least speak the truth, and, of course, you never get credit for it, but keep on keeping on.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Call from Naples, which ain't all that far from Fort Myers. I saw a really interesting, I guess it was on the Biography Channel the other day, about Thomas Edison.
Okay.
And his good, close personal buddy, Henry Ford. Henry Ford and Edison were such good buddies that Ford built a house right next to Edison's house in Fort Myers. You know that?
They'd go camping together.
Right. They were good buddies, and they were both, you know, of course, I think Edison was a little bit greater humanitarian, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Henry Ford would be delighted to be around today, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could goose-step with the best of them. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T. By the way, the Pope says, careful how you drive. Since everybody's giving instructions on what you should say and what you should think and what I should say, Highway to Heaven, Vatican urges Christian driving values. Oh, this is the best. Roman Catholic Church's Apostleship of the Road seeks to lower debts. I guess the Pope hasn't been driving in South Florida lately, huh? Although, in fact, you know what? I think he's in shape to be doing it right now.
Oh, he's got his own little buggy.
Yeah. Saw him on TV the other day, 83 going on 140. He could easily pass for 140. A Vatican official is leading a push to make safe driving a Christian duty. Oh, my God.
You said duty.
I said duty. Archbishop Stephen Fumio Hamao. What kind of a name is that? The man in charge of Vatican's Council for Itinerants and Migrants. Oh, I see. Says the statistics about road debts are terrifying, and he hopes to persuade Catholic bishops' conferences in Canada and the rest of the world to promote a Christian culture of the road. In a February speech to the first ever meeting of European directors of what the Vatican calls its Apostleship of the Road, Archbishop Hamao said the church intends to lift the veil on the great drama of suffering caused by road accidents. Stay out of the post office in Coral Springs, in other words. During the 20th century, 35 million people died and 1.5 billion were injured in road accidents. This obviously draws the attention of our pastoral care. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says those incur grave guilt who by drunkenness or a love of speed endanger their own and others' safety on the road, at sea, or in the air. Isn't that what Jesus said? Don't drive too fast?
Right.
The Catechism of the I got to read that again. Mm-hmm. That is special. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says those incur grave guilt who by drunkenness or a love of speed endanger their own and other safety on the road at sea or in the air. See, if only, Sarah Goldfarb would have known about her love
right.
of speed, could have gotten her a big drunk. Of course, she was Jewish.
Yeah, see.
So I guess she wouldn't have given a crap. Hey, Sarah, don't pop them pills, sweetheart. Oh, jeez. Poor Sarah. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on TV. Don't forget, get happiness today, whatever you do. Get happy. Don't worry, just get happy. Or just get even. Who are the most pathetic creatures? Sports talk groupies, 83. Big fat slobs, 82. Autograph hounds, 68. Talk show chronic, 61. Log cabin Republicans, 59. People who watch golf, 48. Computer nerds, 11. People who play golf, 5. And freepers have only got 3 out of 420 votes. Jeepers, creepers, freepers sure ought to be doing better than that. Most people in this audience probably don't even know what freepers
right.
are. Right? They'll find out. Here's Boca. Hello.
Neil, how you doing? You called me with a mouthful of turkey. Whoops.
That's okay. We talk to a lot of turkeys.
Yeah, right. Hey, what's the problem with you liberals putting down the president, huh? Is that all you leftist liberals know how to do?
This is the leftist liberal again, asshole. Yeah, talking with a mouthful. I know what's not turkey in your mouth. Crap. Mouthful of crap in his mouth. The leftist liberal guy. Same. Great argument, by the way. He really made some excellent points.
He said God bless Texas.
Yeah.
See?
Here's North Miami. Hello. Yes, sir.
You know, how you doing? You know, I just
okay.
want to call in and comment about the way this war is being spun to the American people.
I
was sitting there watching the television, and they had another homecoming thing. When
all right.
The
excellent.
The balloons and the smiles and the hugs and, you know, like the romance of war. You know, trying to make, like it's some romantic thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad those people are coming home. Don't you understand? And then so I go into the bedroom to get the phone to call you. And on the other set, they keep telling that story about the rescue. You know, the war is about rescue and bravery. And, you know, the rescue, that's what I'm glad. Don't misunderstand me. I'm glad the girl got rescued. But this is all I keep seeing on the set. If I didn't know better, I would think that war is something that we all got to get into because it's full of romance and bravery and rescue and let's go. Let's get them. Everybody. Here we go. And, Neil, I just can't believe it.
11:57, 560. Did I miss something there?
Huh?
What'd he say?
Who?
I don't know, whoever that guy was. He was kind of like wimpy sound. I don't know. I'm just ready for this big noon of 1 hour, okay? Woo! Sit back and not have to worry about checking my emails anymore. I'm just aghast.
Well, don't put any
at the nerve and the chutzpah of some people, man, who think that, you know, I need a minute by minute critique. What I should say, what I can say, what a son of a bitch I'm. Just get a life, okay? Just go off in a never never line together and have a wonderful life together, you silly people, you. God, I don't, as long as I live, I'll never be able to understand that business, that whole thing, this morbid fascination out of trying to make really dangerous, dangerous people who spew dangerous crap into cutesy little figures, you know, like cutesy, with nice little cute little hats or other adornments on, you know, it doesn't make any difference what you do to it, it's still the same thing, you know, when you scrape away all the exterior crap, it still has the same, the ultimate effect. 11:57 at 560 WQM, the Lights of West Boca, your superstore for the Atkins diet or any low-carb, sugar-free diet, is introducing their new almond snack cakes by Control Carb. They come in blueberry, banana, or classic almond. Each serving is only one effective gram of carbs. Or sample Delight's new chocolate raspberry muffin with only 1 gram of carbs. If you like to crunch, try one of the 3 new flavors of low-carb racket chips. So whether it's Carbolite ice cream, breads, rolls, cheesecakes, chocolates, pasta, and sauces, any of the other 600 low-carb foods, Delight's of West Boca is the place you're going to love to shop. And don't forget, you can always try it before you buy it. They've got a knowledgeable staff who knows their stuff inside and out. They're open every day, 7 days a week, 10 to 10. And at Delights, you'll find the most complete line of Atkins brand products anywhere in the universe. And here's even better news. Atkins products are always 25% off all day, every day at Delights. So head for the number one low-carb sugar-free store in the world if you're one of these dieters at the Lights of West Book on the northeast corner of Glades and 441 right next to Boston Market, or call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB or check them out on the web if you like at lowcarb.com. Don't forget there's only one Delights of West Book. It's your official Atkins Retail Center.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Hey, I'm Frau Ileana Ross-Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels and listening to the Neil Roche Comunista Hour.
Oh!
Like a lady.
Like a lady.
Walk like a lady.
Walk like a lady.
Talk like a lady. But I got wise. There's a dip between the thighs. Oh, yes, there is a dip between the thighs. Ooh. You showered me with kisses. I thought you were my queen. But I noticed something funny. I saw the bulge in your jeans. She looked like a lady.
Looked like a lady.
Walked like a lady.
Walked like a lady.
Talked like a lady. But I got wise. There's a dip between her thighs. Oh, yes, there is a dip between her thighs. Mm-hmm. You were my perfect lover. But how I was surprised. Not only do you have one, but you're not circumcised.
Oy!
She looked like a lady.
Looked like a lady.
Walked like a lady.
Walked like a lady.
Talked like a lady. But I got wise. There's a dip between her thighs. Oh, yes, there is a dip between her thighs. Ooh.
He's back, and he's stalking the psycho who wants to make the Chicago Cubs pennant contenders. Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey.
Hello, everybody. This is Harry Carey with Steve Stone, and the f***ing Cubs are getting the s*** beat out of them today.
Clint Eastwood gives a Hall of Fame performance as the legendary Cubs broadcaster. There's action.
It's a pitch. Strike at the d***. He threw that f***ing ball right past Clark.
Suspense.
It might be. It could be. It is a f***ing home run.
Romance.
Oh, look at the tits on that broad, Steve. Holy cow.
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey. Coming to a theater near you.
Breaking my balls.
Please throw the window open.
Come on, stop breaking my balls.
You prove that the punch is a robot.
I let one sneak out.
I see a blue cloud.
I lifted my leg.
It smells like an egg. Try to hold in your fart.
I'll try, but that's kinda hard.
Don't go breaking apart.
Then don't buy those pop tarts.
Don't go breaking up.
Don't go breaking up.
Don't go breaking apart. Don't go breaking apart.
So good, oh yeah, oh, slow down, oh yeah, oh yeah, who's your daddy, who's your daddy, oh my gosh, oh yeah, play with my balls, play with my balls, oh, that feels so good, yeah, just roll them around in a circle, oh my gosh, I love it when you, uh-oh, slow down, oh yeah. Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
Mm-hmm.
got on the airplane. The drink started right away. A couple vodkas, then some tonic and Tanqueray. Started acting silly, like Happy Jack the Clown. You pulled your zipper and your pants came a-tumbling down. Then you climbed on the cart. Things got started with a fart. Then you to keep you from doing on the plane.
Ranting on the airwaves, horny, bitchy one. Fantasies will have to do. You ain't getting none. Reality escapes you. You lie and you scheme. Randy, dream on, Randy. You'll never have me.
Are you sure?
Sorry, Steamboat Randy. Little bitch with dreams. Going down life's stinking highway. Is that sad? Lonely clown. Everyone knows the only one whose ego's in the clouds. Mad, bloodshot, and wasted. Talking trash with a smile. Your head's up your ass, and it ain't been out in a while. It ain't been out in a while.
Howard! Trouble 8 at 560 WQM. Here's this. You just breathlessly faxed me this thing. Must go on the website, thestar.com.
I did.
About the real Saving Private Lynch, yeah.
Oh.
We had that on Sunday. That was from the Toronto Star. Mm. So thanks anyway, but we already had that on our way ahead of you, like 3 days ago. Thank you. The real story about how the whole thing was staged, which we talked about. And now, of course, she conveniently has amnesia. Here's some good news, though. Well, partially good news. And look who wrote the article. Buddy Nevins, the unctuous Buddy Nevins, and the unctuous on Sentinel. Kane fired from Broward Diversity Board over the use of the N-word. Radio talk host Steve Kane was removed from the Broward County School Board's Diversity Committee today for using the N-word at a Deerfield Beach High School meeting last week. He shouldn't have been on there in the first place. School Board member Marty Rubenstein, who had appointed Kane to the committee shortly after his election in November 2002, made the decision to take Kane off the committee shortly after viewing a videotape of the meeting. His remarks were completely inappropriate in a public forum, especially while representing school board diversity, Rubenstein wrote in a memo explaining his action. Kane used the word during a debate with South Florida Sentinel columnist Michael Mayo on affirmative action. And it says, in the most important part of this story, the appointment came originally after Kane supported Rubenstein's election in broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
I got it.
But here's the bad part of this. Remaining on the diversity committee is Brian Craig, Kane's radio producer, who had no role in the dispute. Oh, my God. And I wonder why they don't have real stories in the newspaper and why it's such a Mickey Mouse place.
Well, he's diverse. Isn't he?
Ha! 9 minutes past noon. It's our big extravaganza, our Wednesday noon to 1 hour with all comedy bits and a couple of, you know, other little tidbits thrown in. How's the poll coming while we're at it? Who are the most pathetic creatures in them all? 466 votes. Big Fat Slobs, 93. Sports Talk Groupies, 90. Autograph Hounds, 73. Log Cabin Republicans, 68. Self-hating fags. Talk Show Chronic, 66. People Who Watch Golf, 55. Computer Nerds, 11. people who play golf, 5, and Freepers up to 5. Well, Jeepers Creepers, we're getting some votes for the Freepers, and it's about time. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the folks at Vermont Teddy Bear have been busy hand-making some great new beers. Your mom, wife, and grandma deserve something extra special this year. Show them how much you appreciate them by sending an authentic Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll receive a beautiful bear personalized just for her and delivered with a free card and gourmet candy in a colorful gift box. They've got great bears like the Spa Ma Bear, Mom's Biggest Fan, or the new Queen for a Day Bear. And don't forget, dads, it's your job to get a gift from the kids, and the Mother and Cub set is a perfect idea every year. Add as many cubs as you need with their names embroidered on the outfits, kids and cubs. It's more creative and thoughtful than flowers, and this one will last a lifetime. Call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a friendly bear counsel will help you tailor a bear just for her so she'll know you finally put some real thought into a real gift this year. You won't believe the great reaction you'll always get. Ordering is quick and easy, too, but you better do it now because it's already Wednesday. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online if you like at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, do it right. Thank Mom for all she does with a great gift to Vermont Teddy Bear by calling 1-800-829-BEAR.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM. Millions have converted for fun and profit. Now you too can turn your pagan ways around at Earl Streitz's. We'll convert any goy for just $99.95. That's right. Listen to one of our successful graduates.
Boakim, Ashalom, Malache, Hashalom.
At Earl Streitz's, we'll convert anyone into a Jew.
Malachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Translated means, sorry, I must have left my wallet at home.
Yimelech Melache HaMalachim HaKadosh.
Translated means, stewardess, did you make sure to give me a kosher meal?
Yimelech Mahalache HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch.
Translated, yes, Rabbi, the check is in the mail. Yes, you too can convert into a Jew for just $99.95 at Earl Streitz's. Act now and get a free yardside candle for just $10. Earl Streitz's. We'll convert any goy for just $99.95 or more if we can.
Hamlachim. How the hell am I supposed to read backwards for Christ's
sake? Are you searching for a new sensation in dining? If you're tired of that same old bump and grind, then why not revisit an old friend and eat at the Y? That's right, folks, because here at the Y, we've turned our old facilities into a mouth-watering buffet. And you've never seen a spread like this one, featuring some of the most delicious entrees you've ever tasted. And if you like eating Mexican, you'll love the Y because every night is taco night. Or if you enjoy the taste of wild game, our chefs prepare a lip-smacking sautéed rabbit baked in a golden flour crust. That's right. Hair pie. It's all here. Literally mounds of piping hot food, including juicy steaks cooked medium rare. Cause when you eat at the Y, all the meat is pink in the middle. Or if you like spicy food, here's an unusual entree. A red hot Cajun mule steak. Talk about a piece of ass that brings tears to your eyes. It's lip smacking goodness you won't want to miss. So the next time you eat out, slide on down to the Y.
Located just north of Hershey Highway off the number one exit.
Eat at the Y. Eat at the Y.
Tana, sha-la-la-la. Tana, sha-la-la.
We're big tough men in the macho MFL. We saw a billboard sign today we don't like very well.
Sha-la-la.
We have balls is not the kind of that we'd like to see. Implying we have any balls misrepresents our team. And we want our name off of the sign. Yes, it is in very nice. And so we want to verify the Dolphins have no balls.
Sha-la-la-la, Donna, Sha-Donna, sha-la-la.
That board holds the board sign. Then we've got balls.
Hey, Donna, sha-la-la.
Donna was horrified and so appalled. Oh, many, many lifeless hurricane fans will now be checking inside their pants. Do I have two, or am I smooth?
Take down that sign, they're lying.
Dolphins don't have any balls.
La, 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 la.
That's why they slap each other's cheeks. No balls on our teeth. Woo!
Thank you for calling this. This is T. Tony. How may I help you?
I just picked up my 92 Accord from your lot, and there is a huge turd in the back seat.
A huge turd?
Yes.
And there's what in the back seat?
A turd. A piece of a big-ass human turd in the back seat of my car.
Ma'am, I assure you, our guys did not take a dump in your car. If you want to, bring that car back, and we'll take a look at it.
You want to take a look at it? My car is fine. It's that big-ass turd in the back seat.
Okay, what would you like me to do?
Okay, how about I go to your house and pitch a loaf on your couch?
Ma'am,
how about that?
Ma'am, huh? What would you like me to do to fix the situation?
I want somebody to come over here, get this turd out my back seat.
That's not going to happen.
Car. What do you mean it's not going to happen?
You can bring the car here and we can take a look at it.
I am. I'm going to bring it back there. You know what I'm going to do?
Huh.
I'm going to take a dump in every last car you got there. I'm going to pee on your counter. I'm going to do it all to
okay,
show you
ma'am.
How it feels.
Okay,
and you
ma'am.
Know what? You sound like a big burly man. It probably came out your ass.
Oh, yeah. I don't make it a habit of going out and taking a dump in the car.
How much do you weigh?
About 400 pounds.
That's your turd.
That's my turd, huh?
Yes.
That came up from a 400-pound man, huh?
This is a 400-pound man, either that or a gorilla.
Okay.
I'm driving this car right to my lawyer's office. And I'm going to let the whole world see. You're going to be on the news this evening, buddy. I'm going to get 7 on my side. Watch. You're going to be on the news.
Can you describe the piece of shit? I mean, what does it look like?
You know what it is. It came out your ass. What the hell? What kind of asking me what color? I tell you what, it smells ungodly. That's what it smells like. Smells like you sold your ass to the devil. That came from the pits of hell.
Well, how big is it? How long is it?
It's not as long as my arm. I don't think it's fun. Why, y'all? This is not fun. I got a damn 2x4 in my back seat. You know, I think this some racial shit, too. That's what this is. Uh-huh. Little kids are running away from it.
Oh, my.
I'm glad y'all find this funny.
Okay.
You're probably... the steering wheels, too, don't you?
All right. How long does it look like it's been sitting there?
Steve is coming off of it, okay?
Steve is coming off of it?
Yes. I am taking... It's a fresh turd.
Okay. What you need to do is you need to bring that turd back. And we'll match it up. We got a lineup. We'll match it up with the other turds that we have.
Well, what you need to do is learn how to use a toilet.
So you're not going to bring the turd back to me?
No. You know what?
Is this a sample?
No. I'm starting to like it.
You going to keep it as a fact?
I'm going to keep it because it's a nice look. You know what? It's a nice conversation piece.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I used to think that I could not be harmed, that they would keep quiet cause I'm a star. And now the years have passed for carping fields, as long as grass is on the playing field. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then they're mature hips. I'm a big pedophile. I believe I can touch my thigh. You can see it on videotape. Don't care, I'm more than tried to rage. And if her parents come home, you see me running through that open door. I'm a big pedophile. I'm a big pedophile. I'm a big pedophile.
Oi!
Could you make
Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. Then I'm all a mola landa zee that I fight Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. In the hockey that in Jamaica, the sugar that in Jamaica, kick my killer in Jamaica. Give it a mola mola, landa, zee, and a shame. Rasta me, Rasta you, Rasta black, Rasta Jew, Rasta Jew. Oi! Rasta Jew. I say I and I. I say, wo yo yo.
Oi!
How come you don't wear dreadlocks? I'm not that orthodox. I like Jimmy Cliff. And I like to smoke a spliff. I like my so bright. I am a Yiddish type of guy. Rasta me, Rasta you, Rasta black, Rasta Jew. Rasta Jew, oh Lord, yes, Rasta Jew. I like goat soup, and I ride a motorbike. Chicken soup with Canada lark, that's what I like. Have you ever tasted red peas, rice and greens, plankton and gefilte fish? That's much more my speed. Rasta me, Rasta you, Rasta black, Rasta Jew, Rasta Jew. I want me tell you, Rasta Jew.
Cup 25, 560. Beaner Boy, did we put this story on our website? I guess my mistake, my bad.
Which
from
one?
PrisonPlanet.com. Pearl told investigators they could profit from war.
No.
Very short, sweet, take about 30 seconds. Pentagon, it's not in there. Pentagon advisor Richard Pearl briefed an investment seminar on ways to profit from conflicts in Iraq and North Korea just weeks after he received a top-secret government briefing on the crises in the two countries. Pearl, who until March was chairman of the Defense Policy Board, a group of outside advisors to the Pentagon, also serves on the board of directors of several defense contractors. His actions raised concerns about conflicts of interest. Pearl attended a Defense Intelligence Agency briefing in February and 3 weeks later participated in a Goldman Sachs conference call in which he advised investors in a talk titled Implications of an Imminent War, Iraq Now, North Korea Next. A financial advisor who participated in the conference call told Capitol Hill Blue that Pearl offered advice on how to cash in if war broke out in Iraq and or North Korea. Pearl would not return phone calls or emails seeking comment. We sure can't imagine why, can we? No. But don't confuse us with the facts, because you're a bunch of liberal leftists on that show. But about Ryan, I'm eating my bullcrap sandwich. 26 past noon at 560. By the way, speaking of that voice that I was lapsing into, did we ever get an answer on a keychain?
No.
No was the answer. We didn't get an answer.
Did I fax you that Pearl story?
No. Why is that?
Just checking for convenience.
Why, you want it?
Yeah.
No, I was just rechecking some of the websites, And I rechecked prisonplanet.com, which is one of my favorite, and that story, it wasn't on there earlier. Got it?
Got it.
But it's on there now. I will fax it to you. Back at you.
Thank you.
Hey, if you want to get out of your dead end, a lot of you people out there working for peanuts, you feel like you're on a treadmill. You're running along, but you're not going anywhere. Here's the answer. Get out of your dead end job and get you a new high-paying computer career and a really neat job with a big paycheck at the end of it, or in the middle of it, or during it. Call Fast Train and get you the training you need. In just 4 short months, they can train you for our new high-paying computer career. And they've got convenient day, evening, and weekend classes for you, so there's bound to be a time that's convenient for your schedule, no matter what it is. And even better than that, they have locations all over town, so there's bound to be a location nearby you. Fast Train is in Miami. They're in Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale. So get out of that dead-end job, say goodbye to that bullcrap boss, and get yourself a real high-paying career and change your life with one easy phone call. There's no obligation. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. That's the number to call. 866-FAST-TRAIN. And be sure to register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker, too. Call them today. Be sure and tell them that Todd Dreck told you to call this toll-free number, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
This is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Bandage, I f***ed him, oh!
If Scott had a bomb and took a hit, then would he act like Cheech and Chong and get the munchies and make brownies filled with hash? And would he share it with Jesus and the saints, those pious potheads? And yeah, yeah, pot is great. And yeah, yeah, pot is good. And yeah. What if God smoked cannabis? Smoking pot like one of us. Getting high on the back of the bus. Just him and Moses getting stoned. On a Greyhound bus to Rome to get some Vatican homegrown, a couple Dimebacks to take home. Smoke a big Bob Marley on his throne. No fun in heaven unless you're stoned.
Since the cameras left the Osbournes' Beverly Hills estate, we're wondering, what's Ozzy doing now?
Hello, sir.
What do you want, little boy?
Our little league is starting up next week, and I need to get a baseball bat.
I don't sell bats. I don't want anything to do with bats.
Yeah, I just...
My whole career's been based on nothing but bats. I'll sell you a glove and a ball, but not a bat.
No, we need a bat to play with.
Whoa, what do you want me to do about it? Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? I've bitten the heads off a bat before. My wife Sharon wanted me to wear a bat coat. Get out of here.
What?
I won't sell you a bat.
You bit the head off a bat.
Get out of here.
Sorry.
I won't sell you a bat.
Sorry.
Ridiculous.
When Fidel got down, and he could be any day now.
Incredible.
No more his ugly face on Canal 23. When Fidel got down to the bottom of the ocean, Omar Garcia will stay. We'll have nothing left to say. When Fidel falls, I'll wager that even a stunt major will finally smoke decent cigars. And folks in Havana will rave when they trade in those free 1958 cars. When Fidel goes down, El Diablo Comunista will make every day Monday through Sunday, or just like Salido Gigante. No more his ugly face on Canal 23.
Thank you.
rock star. It might be time. Yes, I've made it. While my guitar loudly reads, I make big bucks with my axe, but I can't play it. Yes, my guitar loudly reeks. I have no talent, but great public relations. Plus, I'm in heavy rotation on MTV. I can't just smile and sell a million copies with hair so sloppy and my ripped jeans.
Rectum.
My lips sink and strong, some awful chords. Yes, I fake it. And my guitar loudly reads.
Estoy muriendo aquí.
You turn.
Would you slip and fall while your window is open?
So whack.
He's a honky,
You picked the wise one, baby.
He's a honky.
If he's totally white, readable, and occasionally dreadable, and ain't got no butterball, you picked the white one, baby.
You got the white one, baby.
You know when he's wise, you just got the face in.
You've got the white one, baby.
If he's completely pat burnable, very uncolorful, and laughably fullable, you pick the white one, baby.
22 to 1, that's one of my all-time favorites. And you know, another one I haven't played in years, and see, I love this Wednesday noon and 1 hour for many reasons. One of being, it gives me time to scroll through the DCS.
Yes.
And find stuff I haven't played in ages, like When Fidel Goes Down with the great Jim Schuyler.
Right.
That's a masterful piece, especially when it gets in that stuff about Sabato Gigante. I love it. 21 till 1 at 560. WQM, we got the Mad Dog. When I was today, he's going to be doing that where you drudge pack and promo.
If he shows, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know if he actually shows up or not. He's either there or he ain't.
I see. He'll either be there or he won't. It's fitty-fitty. You know, Mother's Day is Sunday. That's 100% guaranteed. And this year, surprise her with a gift of relaxation from the Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio, where she'll enjoy a true spa experience. The Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio is offering a great Mother's Day package for just $99. Mom's journey will begin at her arrival, where professional licensed staff members will greet her with soft music, candlelight, and hot tea. She'll receive a relaxing, revitalizing facial, followed by a massage designed to relieve all stress in her neck, back, and shoulders, all for just $99. The Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio is located at 726 Riverside Drive in prestigious Coral Springs, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. Call 954-341-6220 for more information. Mention WQAM or my name, and the first 25 people will get a free aromatherapy candle or organic specialty soap in a silk pouch with their Mother's Day package. They're located in Coral Springs, like I said, at 726 Riverside Drive, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. Call them today, 954-341-6220. This year, do something different, really neat for mom with a true spa experience at the Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio. Call them right now, 954-341-6220.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Go to hell and you die.
A long, long time ago, it was 1900 and Jesse Helms was just a lad of nine. And no one knew what was in store. Just ended the Spanish-American War. So they partied like it was 1899. There were events that made you shiver, but there were times we did deliver a promise that was kept with that famous one small step. I can't remember each event or everything that man did invent. A century we will present, and this is how it went. My, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. It all started when two guys were right, when they put an airplane into flight. And the start of radio. Sigmund Freud had his mom to thank, and quantum theory and Max Planck and the Titanic, that story we all know. Well, World War I, it soon began with shooting Archduke Francis Ferdinand. Millions died from the flu. Plastic, it was brand new. And then Russia had its revolution. Panama connected both of the oceans. Monopolies we won't see again. 100 years gone by. And we were singing, my, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. Albert had his relativity. They mass-produced a new Model T. And Lindbergh landed near Paris. Then some moldy bread gave penicillin. Wall Street and the Great Depression. And women would vote like you and me. And Germany's chancellor was sworn in. And World War II would soon begin. Made Europe sovereign land. The Project Manhattan evolution trial in Tennessee. We caught a first look at TV. Then the day that lives in infamy. 100 years gone by. And we were singing, my, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. Franklin, Winston, they will soon be winning, starting with the D-Day invasion. But at what an appalling cost. In Russia, no one did defrost. In Germany, they finally lost. Discovered the horrors of the Holocaust. Batman, Little Boy, and Enola Gay changed the whole world on that very day.
Jack, 100 years gone by. And we were singing, my, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. Separate but equal made such a fuss. Rosa too tired when on the bus. Polio cured with a vaccine. Then Russia scared us big time with Sputnik. Our troops into Korea quick. Discovered the double helix scheme. Oh, JFK left us way too soon, but promised to get us all to the moon. Yuri is first in space. Yeah, the pill we didn't race. And the French seven climbed into the night. Cuba's missiles gave us quite a fright. Southeast Asia is our new fight. 100 years gone by. And we were singing, my, my, how the years they did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. Neil's giant step was the big news. Roe vs. Wade gave women right to choose. Nixon resigns about Watergate. Got the troops out of Vietnam. Had hostages taken by Iran. And a virus made us too scared to go date. A test tube baby's held aloft. Some guy named Bill started Microsoft. Chernobyl explosion. The Berlin Wall gets broken. The USSR says goodbye. Some students in China, they did try. Seven died in the Florida sky. 100 years gone by. And they were singing, my, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. It all happened in the blink of an eye. 100 years have gone by. We were singing, my, my, how the time it did fly. Since it started, some departed, many tears we did cry. For the century, it's time that we say goodbye. 'Cause 100 years have gone by.
Okay.
12:50, 10 till 1. Here's an interesting fact from Jose. It says, being a golf player, I don't consider it pathetic. However, viewing on TV is a little pathetic. But what made me chuckle is that anything that Neil does could never be considered pathetic. So going to Pompano Harness all night and hanging out with a bunch of degenerates isn't pathetic? Well, that would have been my vote. Love you, Neil Jose. Well, love you too, Jose, but let me say this to you. What's number one on a poll, George? Big Fat Slobs 102.
Huh.
And didn't I say I include myself in that category?
Right.
Yeah, and what did I say yesterday with addictions? What was the number one in the poll? Food. Didn't I say I voted for food? So, Jose, I hate to break the news to you, sweetheart. I love you, too, but just lighten up a couple of shades, okay? And you'll probably stay in the country a lot longer. 12:51 at 560 WQM. Mother's Day this Sunday, it's just around the corner. Perfect time to repay Mom, who spent so many sleepless nights walking up and down the halls, looking here, looking there to see if you were ever going to come home, schlepping out the window. Donna Mattress has the perfect mattress for Mom. If it's sagging, if it's lumpy or worn out, then pick up the phone and call our good friends at Donna Mattress. You know the deal now. They got the best in the world. They got Serta, Sealy, King, Coil, Simmons. I've been using them for years. Every time my mattress wears out, I make one simple call, and they're there in no time at all. Nothing's got a bigger impact on your life each and every day than a great night's sleep. And you sure don't want Mom sleeping on something that you wouldn't lay your ass on. So do the right thing before Mother's Day is here. You still got time. And don't forget, Donna Mattress gets more repeat and referral customers than anybody else because they know how to treat you right. Don't forget, when you buy your mattress from Donna Mattress, they set up the brand new one and take away the crappy, soiled, stained, worn-out old bedding for free. Let me say it again. Dollar Mattress sets up your new and removes the old bedding for free. So this Mother's Day, have Mommy sleeping like a baby on a great new bed from Dollar Mattress in that guest room. Gift certificates are available in all denominations, so call today. You still have time. Call 1-800-MATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRESS for Dollar Mattress, the easy, the smart way to get you a great night's sleep for months and years to come.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Basket.
A young man turned 28. He scored the sweetest bag, all gone the next day. It's too many seeds in your dime bag. Getting to the party 2 minutes too late. Isn't it the chronic? Don't you think?
Uh-huh.
It's not great when your glass bong breaks. You already ate a no stoner sign, a law that you break. It's like 10,000 joints when all you need is a light. It's like having the dealer of your dreams and then finding out he's got 10 to life. And isn't it the chronic? Don't you think?
Yes.
A little too much chronic. Yeah, I really do think. It's not playing when your glass bong breaks. It's a free bag when you're already baked. It's a good weed that you just didn't take. Who would have thought you'd get it?
She'd play.
Whole brain was a hit parade.
Crows like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then.
There were no black Republicans.
And we could use a man like Marcus Garvey again.
All the guys I knew were straight.
Why did what?
Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our head. You heard that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. ...3,000 people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden, but no one seems concerned, all comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.